KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Spirits and diversions. The cigar and pleasure friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
The weekly meeting of intelligent, worldly, astute alphas officially is called to order. Not only do we enjoy alpha male pleasures, cigars, spirits, diversions, dice, dames, gambling, travel, but we also are highly intelligent and we talk about the topics of the day, current events, and we can do so in a manner that, frankly, betas, wussified betas, can't keep up with. We do not just opine about alpha male pleasures. Anything that I, as your five-star general and global alpha male-in-chief, deem appropriate to discuss for the next 2 hours shall be on the agenda. So now that the meeting is officially open, grab your cigar, grab your libation, grab your steak, your delicacy, sit back, relax, and enjoy 2 hours of alpha male pleasure maneuvers. Long-ash greetings and salutations. A long-ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. As I come to you from Command Center Alpha, front and center in the Cigar City of Tampa. And as I just look over the window of my office, I see that the formerly grounded, or still grounded, Southwest 737 MAX that was in my view from Command Center Alpha is gone. It has been shuttled and ferried to the Victorville Airport out in the Mojave Desert, where it can sit without any threat of corrosion. They sent, I believe Southwest sent their entire fleet, I think 35, 38 of them. That is, they're all just sitting there right now. We will get to a discussion, a follow-up discussion to my long pontification session last week about the 737 MAX and Boeing and their negligence and culpability. I got a great response from an airline captain that flies a 737. We'll get into that. Also, quite the opposite, a negative response from a former 737 pilot. Has a major issue with this five-star. No problem. We can handle that. And also earlier this week, Thursday, Daniel Elwell, the acting FAA administrator, was in front of a Senate committee, and he mumbled, stumbled, and bumbled throughout the hearing, and in fact, some of his answers were blatantly false. And I'll get into him and why there's a huge issue with the FAA. All you need to know is Washington, D.C. is an incestuous swamp filled with rats and vermin and locusts and other swamp creatures. Daniel Elwell is one of them, currently the acting
administrator of the Federal Aviation Administration. We've also got other items that we'll get to specifically about beer, some very interesting beer-related items we will get to. Also, in the second hour, you know, it is the NCAA tournament, and we're down to, I think we're at the Sweet 16 now, going into the Elite Eight. There is a group of people that actually had their own, not March Madness, but potato chip madness. And they put some brackets together to find out who was the champion, who had the best potato chips. Who doesn't like potato chips? Everyone likes potato chips, so we will get to that. But first up, very big news coming from Utah.
This is the Cigar Dave's News Bulletin.
Very good news from the state of Utah. They have passed a Senate bill to legalize sex outside of marriage. Wow. They're only about 158 years past when everybody else passed something along those lines. Leave it to Utah. You know, when you're getting ready to land in Salt Lake, the pilot comes on and says, folks, we're beginning our final approach into Salt Lake. You may turn your watches back 7 decades. So in Utah, they have passed Senate Bill 43 that is hoping to repeal the crime of sex between those who are not married. It was criminalized in 1973. Fornication is now considered a Class B misdemeanor. So if you have sexual relations with someone outside of marriage, two single people, or a married person and a non-married person, you are a criminal in Utah. A Class B misdemeanor. Are they going to go into your bedroom and say, we are witnessing fornication-related maneuvers, you are not married, therefore you are under arrest, you have the right to remain flaccid while you are booked. If you get arrested, the charge carries penalties up to 6 months in jail and or up to a $1,000 fine. There are other examples of Class B misdemeanors that have no direct correlation to sex, including assault, DUI, and shoplifting. So sex outside of marriage in Utah at this point, currently in 2019, is the equivalent of assault, DUI, and shoplifting. And the current bill is part of an effort to update Utah's criminal code. The decision, this is unbelievable, was not unanimous. Hard to believe. Some of Utah's conservative House members voiced their concerns. Republican Kevin Stratton, who obviously is from the fourth century, objected to the bill, saying what is legally is often far below what is morally right. And I recognize our laws are not strong enough to rule an immoral people. Oh, please. Stratton, get in the 21st century. Please, what are we, back in 1892? Well, I guess in Utah you are. Unreal. Now, Utah, that's not the only bill that they are working on. Their mission to clean up their criminal code, including the decriminalization of adultery and sodomy among consenting adults, and allowing sex workers who are attacked or have crimes committed against them to report the crimes without fear of prosecution. Now, maybe that's why men in Utah have 28 wives. Because basically, if they want to fool around, technically it's a Class B misdemeanor. So you want variety. So on Monday you want a brunette, on Wednesday you want a blonde, on Thursday you want a redhead, maybe you want four different ones in the same day. You would be committing four different crimes. But if you're married to four of them, eight of them, 28, 30 women, technically I guess it's not a crime. Only in Utah. It is, again, like walking back into the fourth century. So good news. Now if I go to Utah and bring the harem, not married, I will not be subject to being arrested and a Class B misdemeanor. Think about that. 6 months in jail and or a $1,000 fine. So if you shook, if you bang, let's just say in the course of a week, let's just say seven different women, one on each day, theoretically $7,000 fine, and that could be 42 months in the hooch cow. Only in Utah. All right, Thursday, opening day for baseball. Stadiums were packed. There were ample amounts of the American pastime foods, hot dogs, peanuts, Cracker Jacks. But wait, not so fast.
I pray Hey, be out to the
hold it right there. Stop. Stop on the peanuts and Cracker Jacks. Not so fast, my friends. That tradition of peanuts and Cracker Jacks at baseball stadiums across this country. It has been a tradition going back over 100 years. But no longer. In Hotfed, Connecticut, the home of the Hotfed Yacht Goats. Now, I'm just waiting for some member of ISIS to say, wait a minute, the Yard Goats, you are putting our future sexual partners in a yard and containing them? I'm waiting for somebody from ISIS or some of the mullahs in Iran to say, wait a minute, you are making fun of our potential new mates. But the Hartford Yard Goats, the Class AA affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, becoming the first professional sports team and venue at Dunkin' Donuts Stadium to go completely and permanently peanut-free. The Yard Goats' decision stemmed from conversations with local parents who have kids with peanut allergies. The Yard Goats had previously, at various times, held the occasional peanut-free game, which included banning the offending legumes and doing a deep clean of the stadium. The stadium, Dunkin' Donuts Park, sells more than 200 foods and beverages. And in addition to peanuts and Cracker Jacks, a peanut topping for Sunday also whacked. Gone. And as you enter the stadium, your bags will be checked. You are not allowed to bring peanuts in from the outside. What is happening in America? Now, in the United States, there are 2.2% of children, 1.8% of adults that have peanut allergies, according to the Food Allergy Research and Education Advocacy Group in Virginia. Here is my take on this. When we were kids, Sergeant Steve, let me ask you, when you were a kid, you went to birthday parties, normally what was served? Now, when I was growing up, it was peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, it was tuna fish sandwiches, and then eventually it went to pizza and other sort of foods, but almost every kid I know would bring peanut butter and jelly to school for lunch.
Absolutely. That was a staple. That's what everybody
exactly
had.
Exactly. Did you ever drink from a garden hose?
Absolutely. Every weekend, every time we were outside.
And you climbed a fence now and then, right?
Absolutely. Didn't wear a helmet riding a bike.
That's right. I didn't either. And we all lived to tell about it. And here is the kicker. Now we're seeing more kids than ever with peanut allergies. And some doctors hypothesize that it's because kids are not being exposed to peanuts at a young age. We're seeing parents, these parents that are saying, oh, you can't have peanuts, can't have this, can't have that. We have become, the kids today have become, and little toddlers have become so sheltered that they're not being exposed to anything but bottled water, staying away from peanuts, doing anything that their mommies and daddies say, oh, no, no, we can't have our little Johnny or Janie do that. No, no, no. That
they can't get dirty. They can't do any of that.
Exactly. Can't play in the dirt, in the mud. It goes on and on and on and on. Personally, and I know that I'm going to get some flack from this, personally, I think this peanut allergy is a big crock of poppycock. Yes, the kids have it, but the reason they have it is because they're not exposed to peanuts when they're kids. And doctors now believe that by not being subject to being around peanuts at a young age, when they're older, they don't develop an immunity to it. Now, you're talking about a small percentage, on average 2% of the population. Now, anybody I know that is allergic to peanuts always carries two EpiPens. My sister, cigar sister Lynn, is allergic to bees and insect stings. Everywhere she goes, always has the EpiPens with her at all times. But now what is happening is the 98% of Americans who want to enjoy a peanut at the ballpark can't. Now, I understand where you say, well, look, we don't want our kids subjected to that. Okay, a lot of stadiums have created peanut-free zones. But it's not enough for many of these parents who jump up and down and say, I want special treatment for my kid. No, this is terrible. This is dangerous. They could die. Right. So what happens if all of a sudden a kid's walking down the street and somebody happens to be eating peanuts? Well, okay, they get into an allergic anaphylactic reaction. They have their EpiPens. But I'm sorry, we don't change, we don't need to change an entire country for a ultra small group of people. What they need to do is start exposing kids, every kid, to peanuts at a young age, and we wouldn't have this crap. And that's what it is. And I know there's going to be some of you that have kids. Oh, no, my son or daughter, they are violently react to peanuts. Okay, I understand that. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. What I'm saying is the rest of the country should not have to alter the fact that they're not allergic to eating peanuts. They want to enjoy peanuts or Cracker Jacks at the game. And now all of a sudden, you got a stadium, and it's going to hurt them revenue-wise. They're going to lose probably $50,000 a year in revenue. And my answer would be to parents, hey, here's the deal. We'll create certain sections that are peanut-free. Make sure they're peanut-free. But when I hear these people say, well, I'm in the back of the plane, and somebody was eating peanuts 30 rows up, and my kid got a reaction, I'm not buying it. I don't buy it. I think it is excessive and exaggerated. And frankly, I don't care what the flack I'm going to get from people. If you're allergic to it, great. Carry your EpiPens. Don't go to the game. Don't go to the ballpark unless they have a peanut-free zone. And if that's not good enough for you, then too bad. Watch it on high-definition television. But to change an entire ballpark's menu for an ultra, ultra small percentage of people that may be allergic, you could play that game all day. Pretty soon we'll say there are vegans. Hey, it offends me. And meat could set me off. And I could get a reaction from smelling a hot dog. Great, let's get rid of all beef hot dogs or pork hot dogs at the ballgame. It's coming. If you don't think that's coming, think again. The vegans are going to be out in full force. In fact, many people are already calling on the Hartford Yard Goats. I got to say it like they do up in New England. Not the Yard Goats, the Yard Goats. They're demanding vegan hot dogs be served. I'm sorry. Baseball should not be associated with vegan hot dogs. They are not hot dogs. I do not want to eat soy that is compressed into a tube steak. It does not work for me. So this is what we are seeing now. We are seeing now that the fact is, people have gone to the extremes. That all of a sudden, somebody says, I'm allergic. Everybody else must change what they eat, how they act, where they're going to eat it. I am sympathetic to those people that have allergies. But I do not believe that we should change the food options in a stadium for a very, very small percentage, less than 2% of people that may be allergic. Stay home. Period. All right, next up, Sergeant Steve, yeah, we've got time for Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Yeah, sure.
New York. Meatless Mondays now officially coming to New York public schools in the fall. Last week ago, 10 days ago, couldn't get to it last week, de Blasio said all public schools will have meatless Mondays beginning this fall, stating it will help cut back greenhouse emissions by serving more fruits and vegetables and less beef. The meatless Monday menu consists of an all-vegetarian diet for breakfast and lunch every Monday. Folks, this is social engineering, indoctrination. Perfect example. They had a grade school student by the name of Aiden Bishop Jules. Clearly, this young lad and every other student is indoctrinated. In fact, de Blasio had him start off the announcement. Here is Aiden Bishop Jules, a student in the New York City public schools. Listen to how brainwashed this kid is.
My name is Aiden Bishop Jules. I am in the fifth grade at PS 130. I am very excited to be here today to talk about one of my favorite topics, food. Some of my favorite foods are broccoli, smoothies, and lasagna, which my mother makes at home. But when Meatless Mondays came to our school last year, I started seeing some of my favorite foods here too. like the nutritious veggie tacos with delicious Mexicali beans and the homemade grilled cheese, which you can have today in our cafeteria. I want to be a lawyer when I grow up, and I know that in order to do that, I need to work hard in school. I am much more focused once I have a healthy and tasty lunch at school. I am so happy that Meatless Mondays are coming to every school.
Here we have de Blasio youth. They are indoctrinated from a young age. Now, you want to have veggie tacos? You want to serve grilled cheese? I don't have a problem with that. They should always offer a vegan alternative. But I'm sorry. This is not about just eliminating meat on Mondays. This is about a movement that wants to eliminate any sort of meat under the guise of climate change. And even de Blasio admitted that he loves eating meat. Straight up, he said that. But I want you to listen to de Blasio, the director. This is what he says to the Bishop, Aiden Bishop Jules, caught right before Jules begins to speak. Listen very closely.
You're the actor. I'm the director. Okay. Three, two, one.
Good morning.
You're the actor, I'm the director. If that is not de Blasio youth, I don't know what is. Now, next up, let's go to another member of the New York City Public Schools. Let's hit it.
Now, I want to talk about another young person here in school. Her name is Ella, and she is in the fourth grade. And she was sitting right across from me when I was sitting there at the table. It's Ella, in this case, E-L-A-H. And I said, Ella, what do you think of Meatless Mondays? And here is her exact quote. She says, it's good for the environment, and it's good for you yourself. I think we're done here.
That was de Blasio. I'm just on that one. I think it's good for the environment. Last cut. Students voluntarily voted for Meatless Monday, de Blasio says. Hit it.
But, Borough President, remember when we were in Sunset Park at a public school that they had voted, the elementary school kids had voted for Meatless Monday, and they organized that themselves. So we have to listen to what we are being told by the generation coming up.
Why is the generation coming up saying that? Because they're being indoctrinated on this climate change puke. They're being indoctrinated that being a vegan is better than eating meat, that meat is terrible for the environment. And ironically, within minutes of de Blasio's announcement, the USDA reported that beef cattle production is not a significant contributor to long-term global warming. This is about an extreme political agenda. They're coming after your meat, coming after your cigars, they're coming after your steak, your coffee. Now they want to come after the clothes you wear. When we come back, I'll tell you about the next bit of legislation that New York City is proposing. Dames are not going to be happy, and neither am I. Because when dames wear this item of clothing, it gets me hot.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
In 1964, José O. Padrón began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padrón cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padrón controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padrón family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low...
This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are now experiencing what the Bible calls a strong delusion. This strong delusion blinds the minds and corrupts the thoughts of those who are affected. Those who are affected experience mental confusion, inability to reason, hatred, and immorality, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Those who are lawless are blinded by this strong delusion of lies and reject God's truth. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
March selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is a Gurkha sampler, including the Gurkha Marquesa. You can get premium cigars like these shipped directly to you every month by signing up today at CigarDave.com.
All right, we left off talking about meatless Mondays in the New York City public schools, and I said that is just the beginning. They're going after your steak. They're going after your cigar. They're going after your spirits, your coffee. It doesn't end. And a perfect example of what we are seeing now is a controlling nanny state, where the state will dictate what you will eat, what you will consume, what you will wear. Perfect example, New York City has just proposed legislation to ban the sale of fur within the city. New legislation that was introduced Thursday in the New York City Council. Now, to me, there is nothing sexier or hotter in the winter when I see a woman walking down the street in either a full mink coat or a fox coat or even a shorter coat. There is some, I don't care. A woman could be a total dog. I mean, woof, woof, bow, wow. On a scale of 1 to 10, could be a minus 5. But when she's wearing a fur coat, there's something that elevates her to like a 7. It's magical. It's like frosted Lucky Charm. They're magically delicious. It's the same thing. You get a woman who's a 7, boom, wearing the fur coat, she's a 10. Very, to me, it's something very elegant, very sexy. You just want to run your hands through the fur, and then you want to run your hands in them. And especially if a dame, and I always prefer the harem, especially if it's cold, all they have is the fur, nothing else underneath, boom, look out. Prepare for horizontal pleasure maneuvers. There's nothing hotter than a woman wearing a fur coat. Well, in New York City, they have a problem with it. The city is the home to the biggest fur market in the United States. They are proposing a ban on the sale of fur. There are 130 businesses in the city of New York that primarily sell fur. In fact, it is the largest fur market in the country. Big job industry. Over 1,100 people directly work in the fur industry in New York City, making the furs, selling the furs. They're out of business if the ban goes through. And that doesn't count the big department stores, high-end retailers such as Bloomingdale's and Saks, which also sell fur coats. The proposal would be a fine from $500 to $1,500 for each violation under the proposed ban. Now, used fur apparel would be exempt, so you could buy a used fur coat. But anything new, forget it. City Council Speaker Corey Johnson, who is sponsoring the ban, said, "I'm an animal lover, and I believe that it's cruel to kill an animal just for the purpose of buying and wearing a fur coat." Now, here's my opinion on that. Those animals who are raised for their coats, whether they're mink or fox, whatever the case may be, they live a life of luxury during the time they are alive. They are properly treated. You don't want anything to damage the coat or the skin, so they're treated well. Now, as long as they are humanely whacked, no problem. But this is something that has been worn for hundreds of years. The cavemen go back to wearing fur. They would take the fur of the carcasses of the off the carcasses of the animals that they had slain to eat. Had to keep them warm back in the caveman days. Nancy Dagenault, the vice president of the International Fur Federation, said it's shocking they would want to do this. These are people's jobs. These people are fourth, fifth generation furriers. They've been good taxpaying citizens for a very long time. They want to feed their families. Now, think about this. Here we have now a perfect example of the nanny state, a controlling governmental entity that wants to dictate what you can and cannot wear. I have said this all along. It started with cigars and smoking, but it's not going to end with cigars and smoking. It's a very slippery slope that we are now living under. These people, many of the people that are in power today, specifically the Democrats, these were the people that protested the Vietnam War, jumped up and down about individual rights and freedoms back in the 1960s and the 70s. What have they converted into today? They have converted into a version of government officials 10 times worse than what we ever saw in the 60s or 70s. Because they believe that they have the divine right to tell you and dictate, mandate, what you can wear, what you can eat, how to live your life. We see it all the time. We're seeing it everywhere. Got to be now 21 in many states, and we're going to see an increase across the country to buy tobacco. In fact, many cities now, we're seeing in Beverly Hills, they want to eliminate the sale completely. Prohibition. Restricting the sale of fur. Prohibition of fur in New York City. They're going to come back next and say you can't wear leather shoes, you can't wear leather belts. Now, it may sound far-fetched, but if they start with fur, leather comes from an animal, comes from a cow. You think they're going to stop at just fur? You think they're just going to stop at cigars? Do you think they're just going to stop saying, no, we're just going to, just no meat just on one day of the week? Forget it. These enemies of pleasure have one and only one goal on their mind. They want you to follow their dictates. What they deem to be appropriate to wear, what they deem to be appropriate to eat, what they deem to be appropriate to consume. And if you don't like it, too bad, because they are high and mighty. They have the right to determine what you can and cannot consume. It's getting worse in this country. This country was founded on freedom, on individual liberty. You know, we always kid about the Soviet Union and other countries that crack down on what people can do and how they live their lives. We're seeing that here in the United States. We're seeing it by the reenacting of prohibition. Can't have cigars. Pretty soon, nope, can't have beer, won't be able to have spirits. And I'm telling you, even if you don't consume meat, even if you don't wear fur, even if you don't smoke cigars, pay very close attention to me. Because they will eventually come after a product you like, that you enjoy, that you consume. Soda, perfect example. In the People's Republic of California, they now have bills that they're sponsored. High excise taxes, huge excise taxes. Want to eliminate the sale of soda in some places. And I always get a kick out of when they interview people for TV and say, well, what do you think about them, you know, prohibiting smoking, raising the smoking age to 20? Oh, I think it's great. Then they ask them, well, what do you think about soda? How about making people 21 and putting a big tax? Well, that's not fair. They want it both ways. Doesn't work that way. And those of you that consume coffee, which is the overwhelming majority of Americans, coffee contains caffeine. Caffeine is a drug, period. It is a matter of time before the FDA regulates caffeine and coffee in the same manner that they are, or they're proposing to, cigars. No ifs, no ands, no buts. Guaranteed, it's going to happen. Soda, coffee, meat, cigars, fur. That's just the start. And I've been saying this for 15, 20 years. We've been doing the show, going to be 24 years in July. The enemies of pleasure started to rear their ugly heads about 20, 21 years ago. It has gotten progressively worse. And you have these people that are on city councils, most of whom are pretty dumb. If you look at some of these legislators, whether city councilmen, congressmen or women, senators, they are not smart people. You are smart. When President Trump says, you are all the elite, well, we know we are. As alphas, we are elite. We are elite in whatever endeavor we so decide to pursue. I don't need some flunky who couldn't get a job in the private sector telling me what to do. And mark my words, they will come after your coffee. They will regulate the beans, the blend. Why? Because they'll use it under the guise of climate change. That by using and fair growing techniques, that the people that pick these beans are not being treated right. That we're contributing to global warming with all the fertilizer and all the machines that are needed in coffee production. I'm telling you, mark down the date. Mark it down, Saturday, March 30th. Mark it down. That's the day that I am predicting, that I have told you they're coming after coffee. It may be in a year, maybe in 5 years, but I want you to remember when they do, you can say, the general, I remember the general saying that and predicting that. He called it. They're coming after coffee. They come after coffee, you'll have a riot in this country. But they're already going after meat. And mark my words, they will want to limit the consumption and the sale of meat. They'll put high excise taxes on it. We're already seeing these groups, these health groups saying, oh, we need to do this. And these climate change groups saying, we need to do this to encourage the reduction of meat consumption. Meat has been consumed for thousands and thousands of years. We don't need a bureaucrat or an enemy of pleasure to tell us what we can and cannot consume. I love the look of women in fur. They look sexy. They look stunning. They look hot. They look elegant. Screw the City Council of New York to try to outlaw the sale of fur in New York City, destroy umpteen family businesses, and take away over 1,000 jobs, but more importantly, intervene in our rights to decide for ourselves. I'm sick of it. I'm fed up with it. I know I am. You are too.
Check out the all-new CigarDave.com. Get info on the cigars and libations the General enjoys during the show. Get recipes from the Pooch Pit and drink cocktails, too. You can listen to the show on our 24/7 stream or download the latest podcast to listen to anytime. Get it all at CigarDave.com.
As avid cigar connoisseurs, there is nothing like getting a brand new cigar that you have never sampled before in your hands and being able to cut, light, and enjoy that cigar. And the best way for you to get a great variety of cigars every month is to become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars to you every month. And for March 2019, we're featuring two great cigars from Gurkha. First up, the Gurkha Marquesa. Talk about a Cubanesque premium.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
The 25th Annual Safari Club International Banquet is almost here. Join friends, neighbors, and outdoor enthusiasts on April 27th at Wind River. Enjoy a great meal and numerous silent and live auction items, including a 25th anniversary commemorative rifle, guns, outdoor equipment, and a table of special prizes for the ladies. The Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet. For more information, call 474-5075. That's 474-5075. Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Lightation Maneuvers.
Well, I need a cigar that's going to pair up with my libation of choice today, so I have pulled out from my vast humidor at Command Center Alpha the Macanudo Inspirado White. Gorgeous-looking cigar, some sweetness, some spice, very complex, some rich flavored flavors. It uses an Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper, aged 6 years. It uses an Indonesian binder and Nicaraguan Esteli and Mexican San Andreas fillers, each age for a minimum of 4 years. This cigar is brimming with flavor. It's going to be on the medium-bodied side, got a nice spicy, earthy depth to it. The wrapper, 6 years of aging, almost a buttery shade of gold. And I have pulled out a big cigar. Normally I like a Toro. I've got the Churchill. 7 inches in length with a 48 ring gauge or 48/64 7-inch in diameter. Suggested retails in the $7.50 category. The Macanudo Inspirado White. My litation selection today.
Cigar altering and highly sharpened leaf exposing device.
Self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine ready for action.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Well, Macanudo is a brand that just has great tradition. Edgar Coleman Sr., who just loved Macanudo, he's a giant in the industry, a great gentleman, a real mensch, somebody that I was very fortunate and privileged to get to know very well and spend a lot of time around, been on the show many times. Loved Macanudo. I'd talk about Partagas. I'd talk about other cigars, and he'd say, Dave, let's go back to talking about my love, Macanudo. Loved Macanudo. And so when you think about Macanudo, it's just an old-school, traditional cigar. And I'm going to light my cigar, my Macanudo Inspirado White today, old-school, with some nice 4.5-inch long cedar cigar matches. Very elegant way. Can't use them outside, but in the friendly confines of Command Center Alpha, just the elegant touch to light a cigar.
Cigar pre-litation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
All right, here comes the cut. Perfect cut. Fantastic. Now, my 4.5-inch long cedar cigar match. Taking my time. Houston, we have a problem. There we go. I really got to strike it hard. Now I'm tilting the match down at about a 45-degree angle. That way the flame starts to build, and then I back off to a level attitude. And that flame is jumping up. I'm toasting the foot of the cigar. Taking my time, and I've got plenty of time. If I puff and rotate. Actually, I got to use a cigar match. Got plenty of time. Nice aromas, nice flavor, nice raw. Oh, yeah. I can smell that cedar burning. Fantastic. Almost looks like a little hook. I can take a picture of this thing real quickly here. Hang on a second here. Let's see if I can take a picture of that. Okay. I will send that to Sergeant Steve. It looks like a fishing hook. It just burnt just in a hook manner. Take a few puffs. Outstanding. My Macanudo Inspirado White. Properly lit. Great flavors. Nice little sweetness. Just a real pleasant cigar. I'm ready to continue.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Last October, Planters Peanuts, in association with Noon Whistle Brewing in Lombard, Illinois, just in one of the Chicago suburbs, collaborated on a new beer. It is called Planters Mr. IPA Nut. And when you look at the can, it's got the Planters Peanut Man. You know, he's got the little speckle in there. And it's got the gold, the blue background on the top, planters in gold. It says Mr. IPA Nut. First ever venture into craft brewing for Planters Peanuts. It is brewed with Wakata and Citra hops. Nice citrus aroma, hint of honey roasted peanuts. It's not going to be like eating peanuts. And a slightly salty finish. A very unique beer. Now, it took me months to get just two cans. I got one can that I consumed at home and one can that I will consume today. I've got it in my hot little... Oh, it is nice and cold. Fantastic. And initially, they were selling these, I think, for a four-pack, $9.99. Sold out almost everywhere. Primarily just available in the Chicago area. I have a feeling they'll come out with this again. Fantastic. All right, let me open up this. Oh, yes. Very nice. Let me pour this. Nice head on it. Swirl that around. Definitely getting some nutty notes. A little hoppiness. I will say, well, I've got the can, so that's not going to work too well. There you go. Close enough. Say cheers. Oh, that's nice. A little roastiness. A little salty finish. Again, you definitely note that there are hints of roasted peanuts, almost as well as a just a little sweetness as well on the palate here. Not overly hoppy. Maybe 28, 30 on the International Bitterness Unit scale, maybe a little bit more. But very pleasant. A perfect accompaniment to my Macanudo Inspirata White. Take another puff. Fantastic combination. The only thing missing is a nice, giant, juicy steak. That we shall have a little bit later. Let me very quickly send out a long ash snappy get well soon to Dan Gaffney, the morning host and program director at our great affiliate, WXDE FM, Delaware 105.9 in Salisbury, in the Salisbury, Maryland market, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Know that area very well when I lived in Bollamer, Maryland for 3 years after college from 86 to 89. I had a heart attack, and he publicly, I'm not violating any HIPAA laws, he came on the air and said wasn't feeling well and was filling in or doing a weekend show up in Philadelphia, wasn't feeling well, got to the hospital, did the right thing, mild heart attack, but he is doing great. So, Dan, glad you are doing well. We appreciate you carrying the Cigar Dave Show in Salisbury and the entire Eastern Shore, Rehoboth, Delaware, that whole Eastern Shore area. Have a cigar. Moderation now. And a libation. Don't overdo it, but glad that you are on the mend. And so that is good news. Now, next hour, Robert Kraft apologizing. For what? There's no reason to. We'll get into that. We'll continue our conversation, our follow-up to the 737 MAX issues that I talked about last week. Some interesting developments and some takes that I have. And even though it's the March Madness going on right now with the NCAA basketball tournament. It is potato chip madness. We'll talk about what Reviewed Magazine and Reviewed.com did. 32 different bags of chips. Who doesn't love potato chips? Sergeant Steve and I will discuss. Hour two of the Cigar Dave Show is next.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Version of the 300-page report to Congress by mid-April at the latest. President Trump's decision to revive Obamacare debates during political and policy debate among the GOP on how to best approach the divisive issue heading into the upcoming presidential elections. He's looking to Senate Republicans for their ideas. European Central Bank head Mario Draghi says the Eurozone's top monetary authority is ready to take further action if the current uncertain economic outlook takes a sudden turn for the worse.
Draghi says the bank would take, quote, all the monetary policy actions that are necessary and proportionate, in addition to steps taken at its March 7th meeting when it extended the earliest date for rate increases and announced new cheap loans for banks. Draghi says the economy faced pervasive uncertainty from a slowdown in global trade, while domestic demand remained robust. Draghi notes the bank could respond to weaker-than-expected inflation by adjusting its timetable for interest rate increases.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Right now, the bank says rates will not rise before the end of the year. News and analysis at townhall.com.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 800-815-0745, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. Dial 800-815-0745. That's 800-815-0745. Make the cash call today. That's 800-815-0745.
Some 30,000 Palestinians have gathered along the Gaza fence for a mass rally marking 1 year of weekly demonstrations. Gaza officials say Israeli military used live fire and tear gas. Correspondent Charles de la Desma has the latest.
Thousands of Palestinians have gathered at rallying points near the Israeli border to mark the protest's anniversary in the Gaza Strip. Hamas rulers had pledged to keep people a safe distance from the border fence. But as the crowd swelled, protesters rushed forward, unfurling flags and throwing rocks and explosives towards Israeli military positions. The troops then fired tear gas and opened fire at the protesters. The fence protests have been aiming in large part at breaking the Israeli-Egyptian blockade on Gaza, but haven't delivered major improvements so far. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Cook County, Illinois, State's Attorney Kim Fox says she's open to an outside investigation into her office's decision to drop all charges against Jussie Smollett.
In a Friday night op-ed for the Chicago Tribune, Fox says a review about prosecutors' decision to dismiss all 16 felony counts against the Empire actor would help maintain the community's trust. The dismissal drew an immediate rebuke from Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel and Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson. Smollett was accused of faking a racist anti-homosexual attack at himself in January. While Fox says Tuesday's decision does not exonerate Smollett, she indicated that some of the evidence, quote, made securing a conviction against Smollett uncertain. Patrick Foss reporting.
On this date in 1981, President Reagan was shot, seriously injured outside a Washington, D.C. hotel by John Hinckley, Jr. Also wounded were White House Press Secretary James Brady, a Secret Service agent, and a District of Columbia police officer. More at townhall.com.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
To the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions, the Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
March Madness is upon us. Started with 64 teams, then down to 32, then down to 16, and now we are down to the Elite Eight. And somebody at Reviewed.com had the brilliant idea to create brackets for the best potato chip. Who doesn't love potato chips? Well, maybe the enemies of Crunch, the snack squadron, but we love them. Who doesn't? Those crunchy, salty snacks. So we will get into potato chips. Who's got the best chip in this half hour? We'll also tell you about some beer-related items, specifically beer-related foods, how beer can help you lose weight. A spa that's got beer involved with it. Robert Kraft apologizes. Why, I don't know. Lots to get to in this hour of the Cigar Dave Show. Welcome back, hour number two. As always, I give you a long-ash, snappy salute. Don't forget, follow me on social media. Twitter, at Cigar Dave Show. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Cigar Dave. Go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner. You will see the links to all of our social media posts. In fact, later in this hour, I will tell you about how I was the first on an emergency aircraft situation yesterday in the Cigar City before anyone else. And I did that on Twitter, so we'll get to that a little bit later on. Sergeant Steve, do you love potato chips?
Well, who doesn't? Of course I do.
Well, you know there's going to be some food police, Kelly Brownell or one of those other clowns, that are going to say, we need to tax snack foods and any salt-related foods. You know that's coming, too. It's just a matter of time. But who doesn't love potato chips is right, or any kind of chip. So at Reviewed.com, as bracket season rolled around, they decided to create their own brackets in four regions based on the kind of chip. And they wanted to do a taste test and find a winner. It's kind of like the same thing with March Madness, but instead of basketball, with chips. There we go, and we've got the CBS music. I'm Brent Musburger, formerly on CBS. Actually, now it's what? CBS, TNT, TBS, True TV, on your mobile app. I like Charles Barkley. It's terrible. By the way, Sergeant Steve, the way Michigan played yesterday was terrible.
That was terrible on Thursday night.
Thursday night. Terrible. I'll tell you, Texas Tech walloped the Buffalo Bulls, and I forgot that they were playing against the Michigan Wolverines. And
I think Michigan forgot they were playing, too.
Yeah, they clearly, both teams did. Texas, and I remember saying, Texas Tech, where the hell did these guys come out of? For whatever reason, they're peaking at the right time. So in any event, they decided of 5 days of chip testing. They came up with a final four from the best of each region. And here's how the regions were set up. They have the salt region, the corn region, the flavor region, and the fancy region. So for the salt region, basically it's your basic potato chips. Your corn region could be your Fritos, your Doritos, nacho chips, that kind of thing. The flavor region, barbecue, salt and vinegar, jalapeno. And then for the fancy region, organic and like Terra sweet potato chips and Stacy's pita chips. So they decided to look at all sorts of chips. So let's first of all break down the salt region. They went with Lay's, Pringles. Pringles to me are not potato chips. They are not. They are basically, they are prefabricated slabs of potato mulch.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
Yeah, I remember when it first came out, Pringles, the newfangled potato chip. It's all, if you look at what's in there, it's all chemicals. Not interested. Utz potato chips, or as I used to call it, Putz when I lived in Baltimore. They're a big Northeast Pennsylvania, Maryland chip. Cape Cod. Kettle chips. Wise. Now, there's a name, Wise, that when I was growing up was big.
Mm-hmm.
Not as big as they used to be, but the one thing, Wise always had the salt-free potato chips, which I actually like now and then. Then you've got your Ruffles. Ruffles have ridges. And the Cape Cod waffle. Have you ever had the Cape Cod waffle?
I have.
Those are good.
They're good. They're not my favorite, but they're good.
No. Anything from Cape Cod I like. Mm-hmm. Cape Cod, they were the first to really have that kettle chip, and then Lay's and everybody else followed. So that is the salt region. Next is the corn region. In the corn region, first up, you have the food should taste good. I have no idea what that is. Doritos.
I agree,
ranch,
though.
Which food should taste good, I do agree. Sun Chips, which I like, Tostitos, Doritos, Sun Chips French Onion, Doritos Sweet Chili, and Fritos. I love Fritos. You can't go, especially the big ones with the scoops.
Oh, absolutely.
Those are fantastic. So that's the corn region. Now we go to the, shouldn't we have a show, you know, picking it like they do on CBS?
Are we failing the brackets? Who's the one seed? You know, who's favorite?
Yes, who's the one seed? Exactly. Then in the flavor
region. Do we
region,
have a play-in Utz, game? Is there a play-in game for any of these?
There is no play-in game, but there should be. There should be a play-in crunch is what there should be. In fact, one that's not on here that I think probably should be on here in the flavor region is the, what did I just have a few weeks ago? I had that Lay's.
The beer cheese.
The beer cheese chips. That should have been in the play-in. Yeah. There's no doubt
well,
about it.
Well, that may have been one of the first four out in Chipology.
No way. That was outstanding. Outstanding. All right, so here's the flavor region. Utz Barbecue, Pizza Pringles, Ruffles Sour Cream and Cheddar, Lay's Salt and Vinegar, Lay's Sour Cream and Onion, Cape Cod Jalapeno, Y's Sour Cream and Onion, and Lay's Barbecue. Final region, the fancy region, Organics brand, Tierra Original, Baked Lay's, 365 Organic, which actually is the Whole Foods store brand, Terra Sweet Potato Chips, Open Nature Veggie Chips, I've had those, Stacy's Pita Chips, and 365 Organic Tortillas. So overall, a pretty good cross-section of chips. All right, so let me ask you. And I'm going to give you my opinion, and we'll, you take your opinion and what the review.com's opinion was. First up, first competition between Lay's and Pringles. That's an easy one for me.
That's like the one seed going against the 16 there. That's Lay's all the way.
That was kind of like, yeah, exactly. That was kind of like, well, I'd say Duke against UCF, but I shouldn't say that because UCF almost beat them. But it was kind of like Texas Tech and Michigan and Texas Tech against Buffalo. Major blowouts. All right, so Lay's easily over Pringles, not even close. Then you have Utz against Cape Cod. Now, remember, Cape Cod are those kettle chips. Utz is more of like a Lay's potato chip, I believe baked in, or they're made in either Maryland, I want to say Hanover, Maryland, or in Pennsylvania. But you've got Utz against Cape Cod.
No, it's Cape Cod.
Yeah, Cape Cod won that one as well. I would agree on Cape Cod. Then you have kettle chips versus Wise. I'm going to go with an upset here. I like Wise potato chips. They're light, they're fluffy, they're tasty. I go with Wise.
I had some with my salami sandwich before the show today.
You had Wise?
Yeah, that's what I was eating with my sandwich.
All right, well, review.com went with kettle. I'm going with Wise, so that's our bracket right there. Then finally, Ruffles Have Ridges versus Cape Cod Waffle.
I'll take Ruffles.
Yeah, I was going to go with Ruffles as well. So basically, we have in the first round, we've got Lay's that is going to battle Cape Cod, Wise against Ruffles in the Salt region. Now we move to the Corn region. Food should taste good. I've never heard of food should taste good. Hold on a second.
Who can go against that, though?
Wait. Food should taste good chips. Wait. Food should, helps if I could type here, should taste good. Here we go. Let's see. I've never heard of these chips. Okay. Super long name. It says real good food. Okay. I don't even know where these are made in. I have no clue. So they've got, okay, so it's primarily corn chips, guacamole chips. There's no potato chips, I believe. I'm looking at their products here. Yeah, these are mostly tortilla chips. And, yeah, pretty much tortilla chips all the way around. All right, so we have in the corn region, the food should taste good, basic tortilla chip versus Doritos Cool Ranch.
You can't go wrong with Doritos Cool Ranch.
Yeah, I got to go with Doritos Cool Ranch myself.
I prefer the original Doritos, but Cool Ranch is good.
Yeah, I'm with you. Then we have Sunchip versus Tostitos. I go with Sunchips.
You know, that's a tough one for me because I really like Tostitos too. But I'll go Tostitos in this one.
Oh, you're going to go Tostitos.
Yeah, I'll take the upset.
Review.com went with Sunchips, so it's 2-1. We've got the Sunchips that move on to the next game. Next up, Doritos versus Sunchips French Onion. Easy, Doritos.
Doritos.
Yep, by a landslide. Then finally, Doritos Sweet Chili versus Fritos. I am a Fritos man. Yes, I am the Frito Bandito. Review.com went with Doritos Sweet Chili.
No, got Fritos.
So, in the corn region, Doritos Cool Ranch, Sun Chips, Doritos, and Frito Advance. Now we go to the flavor region. When is halftime, by the way? We need a halftime, I think, to just sample the first tip. Now I'm going to want to go out after the show and go to the supermarket and get every damn bag that we just talked about. I'm salivating right now as we speak. All right, so next up in the flavor region, Utz Barbecue, Pizza Pringles, Ruffles Sour Cream and Cheddar, Lay's Salt and Vinegar, Lay's Sour Cream and Onion, Cape Cod Jalapeno, Wise Sour Cream and Onion, and Lay's Barbecue. First up, Utz Barbecue versus Pizza Pringles. I'm an Utz man, going with Utz. Pizza Pringles, I'm sorry. I don't care how good it sounds. I don't like Pringles.
Barbecue over pizza anytime on a potato chip.
There you go. In fact, maybe we got to get Colonel Ange to make some real barbecue chips.
There we go.
In the pooch pit. There you go. Next up, Ruffles Sour Cream and Cheddar versus Lay's Salt and Vinegar.
I'll take the salt and vinegar.
That makes it unanimous. 3, you, I, and review.com. Although, the Ruffles Sour Cream and Cheddar is good, but it's a little bit too, I find, salty. And some of that cheese, artificial cheese flavor, sticks around way too long. Next up, we have the Lay's Sour Cream and Onion versus the Cape Cod Jalapeno.
I'll take the jalapeno.
I'm going to take the jalapeno as well, although I do like the Lay's. The reason is it's thin, light, crispy, but I'm going to go with the Cape Cod Jalapeno, although reviewed went with the Lay's. Next up, final competition in the flavor region, why Sour Cream and Onion versus Lay's Barbecue?
Barbecue all day long.
I'm going to go with the barbecue as well. Although I don't think Lay's makes the best barbecue of all of them, but nonetheless,
I'll take that over Sour Cream and Onion anytime.
All right, so we have Utz Barbecue versus the Lay's Salt and Vinegar. Then we have the Cape Cod Jalapeno versus the Lay's Barbecue in the flavor region. For the fancy and final region, we have the Organics brand, the Terra Original, Baked Lay's, 365 Organic Chips, which is basically the Whole Foods house brand, Terra Sweet Potato Chips, Open Nature Veggie Chips, Stacy's Pita, 365 Organic Tortillas. So first up, the Organics brand versus Terra Original, I'm going with Terra.
I'll do the same. I like Terra chips.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
And the Terra have the different veggies and everything in there, and it's very gourmet. I like that. Next up, Baked Lay's versus the 365 Organic Chips.
I go with
Baked Lay's.
Baked Lay's.
Yep, exactly. Next up, the Terra Sweet Potato. This is a tough one. Versus the Open Nature Veggie Chips. And these are you know, they've got like the celery and the carrots and all that, those other ones. But I got to go with the Terra sweet potato.
I would agree.
It's unanimous. And finally, this is where I think there could be an upset. Stacy's Pita versus the 365 organic tortillas. I'm going with Stacy's Pita chips.
I like the 365 organic tortillas.
Well, it goes to review.com. They selected Stacy's Pita, so the Stacy's Pita wins. So the final four selections in the fancy region, the Terra Original, Bake Lays, Terra Sweet Potato, and Stacy's Pita. So Terra, two of Terra's brands advance. Very, very big. Now, we move to the elite.
We're in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, we're in the Sweet 16 now.
Yeah, the quarterfinals.
So here we are in the quarterfinals. We have the Sweet 16. So first up, Lay's versus Cape Cod Kettle Chips.
Cape Cod.
I'm going to go with Cape Cod. They're a little bit firmer and crunchier than the Lay's, but I do like the Lay's.
They're not as greasy, too.
They are not as greasy. I have to agree. Next up, Wise versus Ruffles.
I'll take the Wise for the same reason, not as greasy.
You know, I'm torn on this one because I like Ruffles with the little ridges, but I find they're a little bit too salty. I am going to go with Wise myself, even though Reviewed went with Ruffles. So in the salt, it'll be Cape Cod versus Wise. In the corn region, here are the four. First of all, Doritos Cool Ranch versus Sun Chips.
I'll take the Doritos Cool Ranch.
I'm going to go with the Sun Chips, but Reviewed.com went with Doritos, so it is Doritos Cool Ranch. Next up is regular Doritos versus Fritos.
I'm going with Fritos. This is a tough one.
Easy, Fritos.
Because I like both of these a lot, but I'll go with Fritos as well.
All right. Well, we win 2-1 against Reviewed, so it is going to be Fritos in the corn region. Ooh, the suspense is killing us. Now we go to the flavor region. Utz Barbecue versus Lay's Salt and Vinegar.
Barbecue.
I am torn, but I do like salt and vinegar, but I like barbecue best, so I'm going to go with the Utz. So the Utz BBQ has it. Next up, we go with the Cape Cod Jalapeno versus the Lay's Barbecue.
I'm going with the jalapeno, Cape Cod Jalapeno.
This is a tough one. I mean, we could have an all-barbecue, an Utz versus Lay's barbecue here.
Well, that is a pretty good flavor in the flavor region.
It is the good flavor in the flavor region. There's no doubt about
it.
Cape Cod Jalapeno. You know what? I will agree with you on the Cape Cod Jalapeno. We will advance the Cape Cod Jalapeno. All right? So we've got the Cape Cod Jalapeno versus the Utz barbecue. And in the fancy region, we have the Terra Chips versus Baked Lay's. Easy. Terra.
I'll go Baked Lay's.
Well, for the coin toss, we go to Reviewed.com. They went with the Terra Chips. And then we have the Terra Sweet Potato versus Stacy's Pita. I'm going to go with Stacy's Pita.
I'll do the same.
All right. So it is Stacy's Pita that is going to advance. So let's see here. We had the Terra Chip, and then we have the Stacy's. All right. So now we are down to the Elite Eight, Sergeant Steve. All right, back to the salt region. Cape Cod versus Wise.
That's a tough one. I'm going to go Cape Cod, but I really like Wise, too.
I'm going to go with Cape Cod as well. I've got to agree with you on that. Cape Cod, I like the Wise, but those kettle chips, they just do me in every single time. Next up, we've got Doritos Cool Ranch versus Fritos. I go with Fritos all the way.
The Fritos.
All right, so Fritos comes out of the corn region.
In an upset.
And I have to tell it in an upset, no question about it. And as Charles Barkley just said, that is not terrible. It's not terrible at all. I like the Fritos. All right, now in the flavor region, here we go. We have got Utz Barbecue versus the Cape Cod Jalapeno.
I think I got to go Utz Barbecue.
I'm going to go Utz Barbecue as well. So Utz Barbecue is going to move to the final four. And then lastly, we've got the Terra Chips versus the Stacy's Pita Chip. Now, Stacy's is your basic pita chip. You know, basically, you're not talking about a lot of over-flavor if you like pita chips, which I do. But then you look at the Terra Chips, which have some unique flavors, not a potato chip, more of a veggie chip. That's a tough call on that, Sergeant Steve. I'll let you go first.
I'll take the Terra.
I'm going to go with the Tarrant ship as well. I believe that it's a close call, but Stacy's is just a little too naked. I'm going to go with the Tarrant. So now we have the final four. Representing the Salt region is the Cape Cod kettle chips. The corn region, Fritos. The flavor region, Utz barbecue. And the fancy region, Terra sweet potato.
Now, are you going to give the winning chip your tie like Jim Nance does?
No, I'm going to give the winning chip. I'm going to go out and buy a couple of bags of. Actually, for the final four, I may buy them all. I got to stay away. Maybe just a few chips. All right. So, in the salt and corn region bracket, we have Cape Cod versus Fritos. This, to me, is the toughest of everyone we've done so far because, on one hand, I love Cape Cod. Love the kettle crunch, but I like those Fritos. Love those big Fritos scoops. Like the corn taste, a little bit of that saltiness. It's really tough. It's very tough.
Well, do I have anything to dip the scoops in? Because that changes it. I mean, if you're just eating the scoops plain, they're wonderful.
Well, yes, you can put. I prefer bison chip dip, which is a Buffalo favorite. But yes, an onion dip would be available for you, should you desire. But to me, the chip must stand on its own crunchiness and flavor.
I might still have to go with the Fritos.
You know what? I'm going to go with the Fritos all. I love Cape Cod, but I am going to go. Then that is an upset because Reviewed picked Cape Cod to go to the championship crunch-off. So I'm going to go with Fritos as well. So we have Fritos representing the salt and the corn region. Now, representing the flavor versus the fancy region, we've got the Utz barbecue versus the Terra,
Terra original.
Yes, the Terra sweet potato chips. I'm going to go with the
Utz barbecue. The Terra originals.
Yes. I'm sorry. The Terra originals, correct. The Terra originals.
I got to go with the barbecue.
Yep. So now it's going to be Utz versus Fritos. This, we have two major upsets in the March Chip Madness. It is incredible. So we're down to the championship crunch off. We've got Fritos versus Utz barbecue. Two surprise snacks. Pressure on the line. Sergeant Steve, Fritos versus Utz barbecue. Now, on one hand, I say you've got a traditional potato chip with a barbecue flavoring, and you have a Fritos, which is a corn chip. I love potato chips. Would I take potato chips any day over a Frito? The answer is yes. I am going to go with the Utz barbecue for the championship.
Oh, this is easy. This is Fritos all the way.
Wow. Well, Sergeant Steve, we have ourselves a dilemma. And the reason being is we can't go to review.com for their selection because their champion was the Cape Cod. So we now need to go off. We have to have another crunch off. We go with 5 minute crunching overtime. All right. Utz barbecue versus Fritos. I'll tell you what, I'm going to be the master mediator. Why can't both win? I say we buy a bag of Utz barbecue and Fritos and go to town on each.
That way, hey, you know what? We all win that way.
We have co-champions. So the co-champions, the Utz barbecue and the Fritos. Major, major upsets. And with that, my fellow alphas, we didn't come to the decisive decision that we wanted. However, can you really go wrong with Fritos or Utz barbecue or any of the chips that were in March Chip Madness? And the answer is no. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Now I want some snacks.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Dave.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low...
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Cigar Dave Officers Club selection for March is a Gurkha sampler, including the Gurkha Ghost. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
And the Gurkha sampler featuring the Gurkha Marquesa and two Gurkha Marquesas and one Gurkha Ghost started shipping out yesterday and then into the early part of next week. Had a slight delay because of the cigars coming out of customs, but fear not, they are coming your way. And the Gurkha Marquesa, we launched at the Buffalo Alpha Pleasure Fest last August, and that Marquesa is reminiscent of the flavor and packaging of pre-embargo Cuban cigars. I told Kaizad Hansodia of Gurkha that was the most un-Gurkha-like packaging I've ever seen, and the reason being is Gurkha's always edgy and progressive, and Kaizad told me, he said, I've really never done anything retro, but I wanted to try something, and the Marquesa, when I smoked the blend, he said, it was just so pre-embargo Cuba, I wanted to go in a different direction. And it is a fabulous cigar, fabulous packaging. Marquesa features an earthy Sumatra wrapper, Nicaraguan binder, and Ometepe and Esteli Nicaraguan fillers. Medium-bodied flavor, nice notes of spice, just a beautiful stick. And the Gurkha Ghost, as soon as they released that cigar, through the roof. Once you look at that beautiful, dark, oily Brazilian Arapiraca wrapper, your palate will salivate. Very sleek and alluring cigar. Ample notes of cocoa, cinnamon, pepper, just a scrumptious cigar. So the Gurkha Sampler, featuring two Gurkha Marquesas, one Gurkha Ghost, the March 2019 Cigar Dave Officers Club selection, coming your way. If you're not a member of the Officers Club, go right now, this second, CigarDave.com. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. Sergeant Steve, let me bring you back one more time, talking about the March potato chip chip madness that we had. Crunchy chip madness. Really, to me, even though we had co-champions, the Utz barbecue and the Fritos, to me, the real championship was decided really in that final four with the salt region and the corn region, Cape Cod versus Fritos.
Yeah, they had the two strongest regions going against each other in the semifinals.
Well, it's chip bracketology. It's you know, you got to look at the committee and you got to question the committee for putting two such strong contenders in the same region.
I don't know what each chip's quad one wins were and quad four losses that affected the seedings. But
well, you've got the CCI, the chip crunching index that the committee normally goes to for any tiebreakers. Who needs the RPI? It's the chip crunching index, the CCI. You know, people are always going to find fault, whether it's the NCAA Basketball Committee or the March Chip Madness Committee. They will find fault. You know what I say? There's so many great selections. Buy them all and go to town. I'm going to pick up some Fritos and some Cape Cod and some Utz barbecue. I'm just going to go to town. No doubt about it. All right. Robert Kraft, as you know, had a massage at the Oriental Spa in Jupiter, Florida. Very, very pleasant ending. Now, I have no problem. As far as I'm concerned, it should be made legal. Any form of, I 100% believe, prostitution should be legal. Why not? It's going to happen anyway. Do what they do in Nevada. In certain areas, it is legal. The girls are tested every week. There is strict taxation. They've had no issues. The great Dennis Hoff, may he rest in peace, the founder of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch and several other ranches, longtime friend, had him on the show many times. And he said, look, General, we've had no issues. Guys want to come, have a good time. They want to have a drink. There's no pressure. It's taxed. He said, I've been audited umpteen times, never an issue. And he told me there's never been one case of an STD since prostitution's been legalized in Nevada, and they get tested every, the girls get tested every week. I say, who's it bothering? The girls are doing it voluntarily, and we hear all the time, women should have the right to choose what they do with their bodies. Okay, women want to sell it, no problem. They want to be entrepreneurs, I have no problem with it. Look, Robert Kraft has nothing to be sorry for. He wanted some massage, pleasant ending, stress relief. I don't have a problem with it. Who's he bothering? Nobody. They're trying to make a case that he aided and abetted illegal trafficking of women. Well, so far, the sheriff's departments have not been able to prove diddly on that. So now, Robert Kraft released a statement a week ago apologizing for being charged with solicitation of prostitution. In deference to the judicial process, I've remained silent these past several weeks. To correct some of the misinformation surrounding this matter, my attorney made his first public comments on Friday night. I would like to use this opportunity to say something that I've wanted to say for 4 weeks. I am truly sorry. I know I have hurt and disappointed my family, my close friends, my coworkers, our fans, and many others who rightfully hold me to a higher standard. Throughout my life, I've always tried to do the right thing. The last thing I would ever want to do is disrespect another human being. I have extraordinary respect for women. My morals and my soul were shaped by the most wonderful woman, the love of my life, who I was blessed to have as my partner for 50 years. As I move forward, I hope to continue to use the platform with which I have been blessed to help others and to try to make a difference. I expect to be judged not by my words, but by my actions, and through those actions, I hope to regain your confidence and respect. Well, let's look at that. All right. He says he's sorry. He's hurt his family, close friends. Why? He lost his wife. Sex is a normal part of being a human, for men and for women. Now, I always say, it's especially a billionaire like Bob Kraft, it's much cheaper to lease than to buy. Even if you do have a prenuptial agreement, the best thing when he's done, he could say, bye, that's it. He didn't disrespect any women. He paid them. He probably paid them very generously. I don't know what he paid them, but whatever it was, he compensated them for their services. So why does he have to apologize for that? He didn't hurt me. Frankly, if I was his kids, I'd say, hey, Dad, you got needs. What the hell? No problem. No problem. If he would have gone to Nevada, to the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, just outside of Reno, he could have had 25 women, gone to town for, 10, 12 hours, as long as he wanted? No problem. And I don't have a problem with it. Frankly, I think we need to look at the prostitution laws in this country and get out of the dark ages. Legalize it, certain areas, tax it. End of discussion. The man has nothing to apologize for. Wow, he wanted some stress relief. Wanted to feel good. We know sex is good. It's good for your circulatory system, good for your health, good for your attitude. You got to keep that prostate moving. It's like plumbing. You don't want the pipes to rot. He was doing what his doctor would suggest. Keep everything moving. Keep everything flowing. Robert Kraft, I'm a Bills fan. Can't stand the Patriots. You have nothing to apologize for. All right. Beer. Some interesting beer-related items. Budweiser and Coleman Natural Meats have teamed up to make beer meat. Budweiser beer, an American staple when it comes to summer beer. Good lager. Is teaming up with Coleman Natural Meats to make a beer-infused pork. They're working to make pulled pork, St. Louis-style pork ribs, a range of other different types of spiced pork sausage available. I think it's a great idea. I mean, we've always talked about marinating your meat in beer. Fantastic idea. Can't go wrong. This will be released, later this summer, is what they expect. You'll expect the spare ribs to be delivered in both half rack and full rack sizes, soaked in Budweiser Brewmaster's premium barbecue sauce. The sausage will come in two different flavors, jalapeno cheddar brats and beer brats, both varieties infused with Budweiser American Lager. I say fantastic. Beautiful. Talking about beer. Beer, well, it comes from, when you think about it, it comes from grain, it comes from hops. It's technically a vegetable. Here we have a man named Del Hall, Sergeant Steve from your original neck of the woods, Cincinnati. He is performing his own Lenten sacrifice by going on a beer, or he went on a beer-only diet. He has struggled with his diet for most of his life. He tried keto, intermittent fasting. He's embarking on a 40-day journey following in the footsteps of wise monks from the 17th century. He vows that for 40 days, he's giving up all solid foods. His only sustenance will be brewski, beer. He said, just like the monks used to do back in the 1600s, I'm going to do the same things. According to his Facebook page, he has maintained his beer-only pledge for 21 days, having only cold beers during the three-week span. He has already dropped 25 pounds. Sergeant Steve, the man is onto something here. I know plenty of people that have no problem with a beer-only diet, but I'm not sure that would be ultra-healthy when you think about it.
I was on a heavy beer diet when I was younger, and it did lose some weight, but it wasn't beer-only.
Yeah, but, hey, listen, if he's lost 25 pounds on a beer, I think 40 days is going to be tough, but 25 days, hey, I wish him all the best. And lastly, talking about beer, this is a new one. This is a kind of interesting story here. You can have a bubbly beer bath that is now on the menu at Chicago's Piva Beer Spa, a beer spa. And the primary appeal is the option to soak in a tub of warm beer. Now, guests can order platters of bread, meat, and cheese, and enormous tankards of craft beer to enjoy while soaking in the beer tub. And it has proved to be so popular that there's apparently a waiting list for this thing. And he says it's great. The owner, Dino Sarancic, says it's great for conditioning the skin. The active brewer's yeast in the beer is going to be great for making the skin feel soft to the touch. The alcohol in the beer is a natural antimicrobial. The smell of hops is a natural relaxant as well. So when you leave the spa, you should leave with your hair feeling nice and shiny without being weighed down, your skin feeling soft to the touch, and generally feeling relaxed. Just like it was over at the Oriental Spa, where everybody went, or whatever they call that. What was it? What was it called anywhere? Anyway, the Sukiyaki Spa or Sunset Spa, whatever that spa in Jupiter, Florida was. Ah, yes. Welcome to a spa. Enjoy a relaxing massage. A happy ending included in price. Welcome to an Asian spa. We wax. Prepare for Asian explosion. Love the music accompaniment, Sergeant Steve. So here you go. Next time I'm in Chicago, I'm going to go in a bubbly beer bath at the Piva Beer Spa. All right. Well, we come back. Going to get into the 737 issues. Just...
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Believe all over again. DreamWorks Shrek the Musical is live on stage at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th.
And then I saw her face.
The characters you love, the magic you can't resist. Shrek the Musical is hysterically funny. People of all ages will enjoy this show. Shrek the Musical at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th. Tickets on sale now. Call 530-243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org. Believe it.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You have never sampled before in your hands and being able to cut, light, and enjoy that cigar. And the best way for you to get a great variety of cigars every month is to become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars to you every month. And for March 2019, we're featuring two great cigars from Gurkha. First up, the Gurkha Marquesa. Talk about a Cuban-esque pre-embargo type cigar and look. And in taste, the Gurkha Marquesa is it. A beautiful, earthy Sumatra wrapper, Nicaraguan binder, Nicaraguan fillers, a bold, well-balanced, medium-bodied, and spicy cigar. Then we've got the Gurkha Ghost. If you want a Brazilian-wrapped, bold cigar, the Gurkha Ghost. Join the Cigar Dave Officers Club right now. Go to CigarDave.com and join to get great cigars like the Gurkha Marquesa and the Gurkha Ghost.
Hold it right there.
Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Great legendary Engelbert Humperdinck, real name Arnold George Dorsey. He's now 82. Last week I'm flicking around looking for a game, and I stumble across on the public television station. They've got Engelbert Humperdinck live concert from Hawaii. So I started watching it for a few minutes. I ended up recording it, went back to watch it. Now he looks 82, but the voice still magnificent. I think he sings better today than he did when he was in his 30s and 40s. But I went back and started looking at some of the videos from 1982. The open shirt all the way, you know, the chains, the medallions, the hair. It is wild. We'll post some of that. It is wild to watch it. The blatant sexuality that went on the stage when he had women on there was just over the top. We'll post this one video from a performance in Vegas that's just over the top, but had some great songs. And actually, I'll post some of the songs that I like in some of the videos over social media over the next day or so. All right, let me talk about the Boeing 737 MAX. Last week, I gave you a complete analysis on how Boeing royally screwed up. They were negligent and, I believe, criminal. Wall Street Journal article came out several days ago. And one of the things they revealed is that there was such pressure from the senior executives to get this plane engineered and out the off the assembly line that the normal pace was almost doubled. That technical drawings that engineers normally would do 3, 4, 5 a week, they wanted double that. And there were many instances where the drawings were incomplete. And in fact, the reason that Boeing was pressuring the engineers and the other people associated on the design team to get this thing moving, to get the plane moving and finished, is because they promised, and one of the reasons why that the engineers were hamstrung on creating a very high technology, state-of-the-art flight deck. They've actually dumbed it down because they promised all the airlines that were buying it that there would be very, very limited transition, a one-hour transition just using an iPad or some written materials. They wouldn't need to put their pilots in the simulator. And American Airlines and Southwest Airlines negotiated, little hidden factoid here, that in the event the 737 MAX required additional training beyond what Boeing stated, and there were more differences than what Boeing stated, they would have to refund $1 million per plane to the airlines. Now, Southwest has 35 planes, $35 million hit. Boeing's going to have to refund that. So there were a lot of conflicts going on. And, in fact, a number of engineers said we had the opportunity with a brand new plane, new cockpit, to bring in 21st century technology, but we were hamstrung because the executive said you can't do that because it will require time in the simulator, even though Boeing engineers wanted to build a state-of-the-art plane. And one of the items they found is that the FAA said, okay, you can go with one angle of attack indicator, even though redundancy is required. Here's another little interesting factoid. Brian Lesko, airline pilot who wrote an article last year for his union's magazine about the 737 MAX, repeatedly asked Boeing officials if there were any major new systems. The answer was no, according to a person recently discussing the matter with him. And further, Boeing came out and said, oh, there should be no problem. It's runway trim. You should know what to do. I'm sorry. When you push the nose down of an airplane, you may have runway trim, but runaway means it's runaway. It's either going up or down, and you can't counter it. The pilots were able to counter it. So it was nose down. They pulled back on the yoke, and once they got to a level attitude, boom, the MCAS system, the augmentation system that Boeing put on this airplane, fired off again. So on Wednesday, I'm watching acting FAA Administrator Daniel Elwell. Let me tell you about Elwell. Man of distinction, graduated from the Air Force Academy in 1983, earned his pilot wings, flew in Operation Desert Storm, retired as a lieutenant colonel for 16 years. The acting administrator of the FAA, Elwell, was a commercial pilot for American, also served as American's managing director for international and government affairs, and then was named from 2008 to 2013 the vice president of the Aerospace Industries Association. Who do you think is a member of that association? I'll take Boeing for 500, Alex. And then in 2013, he becomes vice president of safety, security, and operations for the Airlines for America, which is a trade association for all the airlines. So he's got skin in the game on K Street. He's a lobbyist. When directly asked about the MCAS system, he basically lies about what the system is supposed to do, and he's asked numerous times by Senator Markey from Massachusetts, who I don't agree with on anything, but I agree with him on this. He said, why on earth would Boeing put a warning light and make that an option? Why are two angle of attack indicators an option? And he wouldn't answer the question. Shouldn't that be standard? Shouldn't safety? And he kept dodging the question. It was an embarrassment. If you want a perfect example of the Washington, D.C. swamp, Dan Elwell, the acting administrator of the FAA, a swamp rat, and shame on him as a pilot to cover for Boeing. But you know what's going to happen when he leaves the FAA? He's going to be going back to kissing Boeing's ass. Mark my words, Boeing or another manufacturer will probably hire him. I did receive two comments from pilots, one a retired pilot, took big issue with me, and I will get to this. I'm going to do probably a special podcast on this later this weekend or early next week. One agreed with me, very long discussion. The other took major offense, said he was done with me, but I want to address that in a podcast. But the moral of this, also I'm going to talk about Southwest Flight 2222, emergency yesterday in the Cigar City, or Thursday night in Tampa. I had all the info first. I'll tell you about that. You want to see a swamp? Just look to the FAA and what is going on right now. Cigar Dave, the General, say Mayor Humidor always be full. Mayor Cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure and screw the enemies of...
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. If Mexico does not put an end to illegal immigration, President Trump is threatening some tough action.
Mexico is going to have to do something, otherwise I'm closing the border. I'll just close the border. And with a deficit like we have with Mexico and have had for many years, closing the border will be a profit-making operation.
Mr. Trump says it would be easy for Mexico to stop illegal immigration, which would also strike a blow to drug trafficking. Attorney General William Barr says he'll send a redacted version of the Mueller report to Congress by mid-April at the latest. Democrats say they want the full version in their hands by next week. The most recent death from an exploding Takata airbag points out holes in the regulatory system. Correspondent Mike Rossia has this report.
A driver in Buckeye, Arizona, who Honda says died in June 2018 from injuries sustained 3 days earlier from an exploding Takata airbag inflator, had purchased the 2002 Honda Civic less than 3 months before the crash. There is no federal requirement for used car sellers to repair vehicles or to inform buyers of any unrepaired recall problems. Honda says it mailed 12 recall notices over 3 years to the previous owners of the Civic. Honda records show repairs were never done. Worldwide, at least 24 people have died from exploding Takata airbags. I'm Mike Grossia.
The Israeli military says 5 rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip, landed in open areas in the south of the country, but no casualties were reported. Nobody's claiming responsibility for the early Sunday attack, but the rockets appeared to be in retaliation for the killing of 4 Palestinians during protests along Gaza-Israel fence on Saturday. Two tickets punched to the Final Four. Gonzaga going. They beat make that Texas Tech going. They beat Gonzaga 75-69, but 75 not good enough for Purdue. Virginia beat them 80-75. This is SRN News.
This Friday, don't miss The Best of Enemies, starring Academy Award nominee Taraji P. Henson.
I play Ann Atwater, a civil rights activist who was able to approach hate with love.
And Academy Award winner Sam Rockwell.
All the better is you don't get my way.
Well, I'm going to get in your way.
If you change one heart, you can change the world.
I have a Bible.
And you ought to know, same God made you, made me.
The Best of Enemies, based on the untold true story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters Friday.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Overseas, the number of Mozambique cyclone survivors who have contracted cholera now has risen, and risen dramatically. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has this report.
Authorities say the number of cases in Mozambique has jumped to more than 270, nearly twice the amount recorded the day before. A group, Doctors Without Borders, says it's seeing some 200 likely cholera cases per day in the port city Beira alone. where relief workers are hurrying to restore the damaged water system. The Portuguese news agency Lusa says so far no cholera deaths have been confirmed, but the group has pushed up the death toll in central Mozambique from the cyclone to just over 500 in general. Authorities have warned the toll is highly preliminary as floodwaters recede and reveal more bodies. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And you can always check out more breaking news, and you can always read more analysis. They're both at townhall.com. Racing's returned to Santa Anita without incident Friday after the track was closed nearly a month ago following the deaths of 22 horses that forced some changes in the rules.
There was a small crowd that was typical of weekday attendance. Outside the track, about 20 protesters toted signs critical of the sport. The resumption of racing was being closely watched by the industry and the general public concerned about the safety of the horses. Santa Anita had been without racing since March 3rd, leaving a variety of track employees idle without pay. The dirt surface was inspected and renovated during the shutdown that followed the high number of horse deaths since December 26th. Patrick Frost reporting.
A Tulsa museum, the Gilchrist Museum, will display Bob Dylan Face Value and Beyond, an exhibit that showcases 12 pastel portraits the musician painted. The exhibit will run from May 10th through September 15th. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Brian Kilmeade Show coming your direction. Chris Wallace is waiting in the wings, and Elizabeth Hasselbeck at the bottom of the hour. How much does she miss me is the big question on everyone's mind. It must not be easy co-anchoring with me and then having to go back to your family in Nashville, Tennessee. And have your husband on ESPN. So, meanwhile, we'll talk about that. It's great to see Elizabeth, and we'll go through that and talk about her days at The View. We'll talk about her days on Fox. We'll talk about her days on Survivor, as well as making the Boston College softball team as a walk-on, and we end up the captain of that team. That's all coming your way, but first this.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
In my 25 years of law enforcement, I've never seen this. This is absolutely a miscarriage of justice. This is Chicago, should be outraged.
Yeah, there it is. Mark Morgan, he used to run things for the FBI, saying this. The Jussie Smollett case, an embarrassment to our nation. That, according to the President of the United States, not just Mark Morgan. President Trump tweeted this out this morning, that the FBI and DOJ will review the circumstances surrounding the sudden dismissal of the Summit case. Despite prosecutors saying they acted by the book, an internal memo is raising new questions. I'll bring you the latest.
Number two.
We're not going to give up on health care. It is an important issue, and we think our ideas are going to work better for the public than Obamacare.
I'm very disappointed and vehemently opposed to the administration seeking to invalidate the entire Affordable Care Act.
Lindsey Graham, Susan Collins, health care. Every poll shows the voter says it's a priority, but should it be the GOP's priority? The party split, Obamacare broken, and might just be struck down. What's next? We'll discuss.
Number one.
I have plans to declassify and release. I have plans to absolutely release, but a lot of people wanted me to do it a long time ago. I'm glad I didn't do it. We got a great result without having to do it, but we will.
Trump talks redemption and retaliation. It started last night on TV with Sean and continues today in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Translated, Comey, Brennan, McCabe, Strzok and Steele and Page and others, the IG and GOP are coming for you. But what does that mean for his reelection chances? And joining us now, this man.
The Brian Kilmeade Show presents The Humble.
I was not talking about myself.
The Modest.
I think I'm an egomaniac, and I'm not.
The Unostentatious.
I think we need to go back to the oligarch intro.
Chris Wallace, oligarch.
Hey, Chris, welcome back.
Well, you know, it's funny because now I can see you. Can you see me?
No.
Oh, well, I can see you
when you're
talking, and you get a big smile on your face when you hear that. That intro.
I do. Do you?
Yeah, it's funny. It's cute.
Okay. Hey, listen.
But I want to just point out, I was talking about Rush Limbaugh. I wasn't talking about me. I'm not an egomaniac. That would be you.
Chris,
that's
a very interesting reversal, Cory Booker. Cory Booker was asked about Jussie Smollett and started insulting the president last night. So I don't know how that got back on me. But, Chris, let me ask somebody,
yes,
if people really know you, like Lorraine, your wife, really knows you, does she see that side of you, like the swagger? You know,
no.
The, no?
No.
Okay.
I'm kept in a corner. I mean, I couldn't have a swelled head if I even wanted to. Nobody takes me seriously. You don't take me seriously. My children don't take me seriously. Lorraine doesn't take me seriously. I don't even really take myself all that seriously.
Really? Brett Baer does.
Brett wow.
I think he does.
What, takes himself seriously?
No, takes you seriously.
No, I don't think that's what you were saying.
No,
I think it was an insult of Brett, and I want to disassociate myself from the preceding remarks.
But not for the whole segment, right? Just those remarks.
Just those remarks.
Okay, good. So not much has happened since we last talked.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's unbelievable. So a four-page summary comes out, and within the president feels like he has been redeemed. And for those who know him, and if you listened to him last night, they say the weight of the world is off his shoulders. He's almost like a different guy. Well, motivated and feels like it's off his back. Should he be?
Yeah. This was a huge victory for him. You know, he's been living under this cloud for 2 years. And you know, can you imagine having the FBI and then a special counsel with all their powers, subpoenas, threatening of litigation, grand juries? I mean, even if you were as pure as the driven snow, you would not want that because you would because I will say this, and I know your listeners are going to go crazy. If he had just done nothing, he would have been so much better off. If he hadn't fired Comey, if he hadn't railed against the special counsel and all of that, because I think he prolonged this investigation. If he'd just done nothing, clearly there was nothing. You know, they tried everything they could, and they couldn't come up with anything. So if he had just shut up, this probably would have been over a year ago. A
couple of things. I don't know, because the special counsel did a great job of keeping their mouth shut. So I don't know if he would have sped it up or slowed it down. But number two is...
it wouldn't have slowed it down if he hadn't been sitting there. I mean, the obstruction case was all based on things he was saying
publicly,
right?
Right.
So why say them? Why don't just if he really was innocent? I mean, to some degree, he acted like he was trying to hide something. Evidently, he didn't have anything to hide. So
right.
He should have just been quiet. I'm sure his lawyers said, stop the tweets, stop the public attacks.
No, I don't think so. I think his new strategy on March 17th, when Rudy took over and John Dowd was on here earlier, was let's go. Let's start bringing it to him. We're not going to sit here and just hope for the best. Let's be aggressive. And whether that worked or not, I don't know if Robert Mueller is ever going to sit down and tell us. But now that the four pages are out, people have questions. They can't believe that they didn't find lines of collusion where they're saying, why are we letting Bill Barr tell us what happened over the last 2 years? I want to see the report myself. My prediction, and I don't think you're going to fight back on this, is Democrats will find something in the Trump Tower meeting, something that we already know about, and they're going to say, we're going to draw those lines if Robert Mueller's not. And they're going to try to get some momentum behind that. Don't you think so?
Yes, I do, but I don't think they're going to be able to get momentum behind that. Obstruction, a little different, because he did not get a clean bill of health from the special counsel on that. If you remember, the key line, there's nothing here that we think merits a criminal charge, but it also doesn't exonerate him. So obviously there's some stuff there. On collusion, Mueller, I can't imagine that Barr just made it up. I assume Barr, and remember, it was Barr and Rosenstein, and Rosenstein had been overseeing.
And Barr's a friend with the Mueller's, remember?
Right. So I don't think, I mean, if he was just saying, hey, there's no collusion, if he mischaracterized what the special counsel had said in his report, you would have heard about it by now. So I don't think there's going to be a lot of air on collusion. There will be some air on obstruction of justice, and the Democrats will try and make something of that.
Now, Chris, I am, and I don't want another special counsel, but I do want to find out what exactly launched this investigation. I do want to see as much as possible what was going on behind the scenes. And when you see the text messages that the inspector general brought forward, when you see that McCabe got a criminal referral by his lack of candor, when you see what Bruce Orr admitted to being a conduit to get information from Christopher Steele after he was fired, when you see the problem and mystery around the dossier, there was no firsthand information to Christopher Steele. It was second and third hand. I want answers on that. James Comey.
You want answers? You can't take answers. You can't handle the truth.
You feel better now?
That was my Jack Nicholson from A Few Good Men.
But it didn't help the segment.
Oh.
I mean, it was interesting that you watched
the
movie.
Myself. I was amused. But in any case, when you said, because that's what Tom Cruise says. He says, I want answers. You want answers? You can't handle the truth.
Right.
That's what happened. It was a good scene. It was a great scene. It's one of my favorite scenes
movies. It's been overdone, though, because you think that whole movie is about that one scene.
Well, I understand. Right. What are you going to do it about the red something or other, or the code red? That's right, the code red. That was and there were a lot of good people in that movie. Kiefer Sutherland was in that movie, and Demi Moore was in that movie. There were a lot of good people in that movie.
Right, I remember Demi Moore when she was on General Hospital. I was actually watching that for a while.
Did you watch soap operas for a while?
I did. I watched when Luke and Laura.
All right. Come on, because I know your hours.
No,
watch a soap opera right now.
No, what I did in college, there were times in between practice and school where the athletes in my wing would watch Luke and Laura at 3 o'clock on General Hospital, and because we were caught up in a love story. You know, I love a good romance.
But like you and me.
We're bromance.
We're not a romance. We're a bromance.
Right.
In any case, let me just say, I completely agree with you. I do want to find out about all
you
those
good.
Things.
Okay,
I
good.
Do not want a special counsel, a second special counsel. God forbid we ever go through this again. You've got, and you said the words yourself, Inspector General Michael Horowitz, a straight shooter who came down pretty hard on the FBI when it came to the handling of the Clinton case. He is now investigating how the FBI and Comey and Strzok and Page and all those people handle the Trump investigation. So let's wait and see what he has to say.
So I find James Comey confounding and so aggravating because he acts like he's the smartest guy in the room and he doesn't mind telling us. And hear his interpretation of how he looks and the FBI looks at the upper echelon after this exposure befuddles me. Cut 10.
Do you take this as a rebuke of you and your leadership and the FBI?
No, I actually see it the other way. It establishes, I hope, to all people, no matter where they are on the spectrum, that the FBI is not corrupt, not a nest of vipers and spies, but an honest group of people trying to find out what is true. And that's what you see here. And that's why it'll be important to read the entire report. But based on what I've seen, this is a good thing. Parts of the report are confusing, but this is a good thing.
Well, we only saw 4 pages. So what are you confused about? You're very smart.
Well, he's I know what he's confused about because I watched the interview with Lester Holt, which was interesting. He says that he thinks it's confusing, and I do find this confusing as well, that why do you appoint a special prosecutor? Because you want to take it out of the political realm, and you want an independent person to make a judgment as to whether there's a crime. So he does that, Mueller does, when it comes to collusion, but on obstruction of justice, he says, I don't know. It's confusing to me. And I'm just going to hand it back to you, who's the political appointee of President Trump. So he says he's confused by that, and I kind of agree with him. It would be like you're an anchor of Fox and Friends, and at the end of 2 years, you sit there and say, well, I can't do that.
Well, I don't really buy the analogy at all.
I don't either, actually, as I kept going.
Yeah, I don't even get it. But what about the fact that he thinks the FBI comes out looking good? Peter Strzok? McCabe, come on. The FBI
doesn't come out looking good. I agree. There's a bunch of stuff in there that's dirty. I think his only point, and yes, he's obviously trying to put the best face on this because he's trying to defend the institution and trying to defend himself, is he's saying, look, if we were all so corrupt, the fact is when the investigation was all over and took 2 years and all of that, that it ended up clearing the president. So it shows that there wasn't a political bias in the FBI.
Wow. Brad Parscale just walked in. That's what's a good thing about being in New York. I am name dropping. You know,
Is he in the room with you right now?
No, he's outside. He's
would you
to
tell Brad Parscale?
Yeah.
And let's point out he Brad
can
Parscale.
Brad, hear, Brad
is
can
the
you
bearded,
hear the show? You can hear this? Okay. Come on, step into the
Brad
control
Parscale
room.
Brad Parscale
is
the bearded
Chris Wallace.
Campaign manager
yeah.
For the Trump 2020 reelection campaign. I have tried to book Brad Parscale as a power player or as
really?
A guest for over a year.
Right.
And he ducks my calls. He won't return my emails.
Right.
And I would like to know why he can't handle the truth, why he is a fool, because I want
to hey, Brad, why are you ducking Chris Wallace?
Yeah.
I try to stay very under wraps, you know.
Then why are you in Fox today? Why are you there? And why are you
I
on
was
the radio?
Kidnapped by Jesse Waters, and he pulled me over, and I couldn't resist.
And then
How about you come on the show Sunday? How about you come on the show Sunday?
I am not in town. I'm in Mar-a-Lago on Sunday, so I cannot.
Well, first of all, we have connections to Mar-a-Lago. How about you come on the show the next Sunday you were in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area?
You're not going to pin down my guest who I haven't even committed to coming on the show yet. He's just walking by in the hall. Why are you harassing him? Can you imagine if I did that to you?
Because I want him on the show. He's the campaign manager. You ever heard of a campaign manager who won't go on and tout his candidate?
I do select shows as we come along, but Chris, I promise you that I will get on your show eventually. We'll work out the
eventually.
I talked to your staff today. We're trying to pin down a date soon.
See, you have a staff.
Oh, I have a big staff.
Well, you have a staff. What are you talking about? You're propped up by an entire staff. Without Allison Mansfield, you're nothing.
And yeah. Pete and Eric.
I got Kaylee McNamee, and I got Tim Murtaugh now. I got all kinds of people.
I know. And by the way, no one writes about the 15 Democratic candidates and doesn't write about, by the way, Trump's ready to go.
Oh, we're ready to go.
They're ready to go. Yeah, it's a little bit different from when he went down the escalator.
Oh, yeah.
We'd like to hear about it on Fox News Sunday.
Right. No, I want to hear about it on my show. But
Well, he's there with you right now. What if you can't book him? He's on your show right now. What are you complaining about?
On your show. Brad, is this your appearance?
No, I was just waiting outside to see if you actually wanted me.
Of course I want you.
Wait a minute. He's waiting outside to see for a booking and he won't return my email.
And you can't even make him power player. Brad, I was power player.
I can make him a power player. He won't commit. He won't even cooperate.
Wow. So listen, Chris, I'm going to try to help you out when I can I'm done with radio every day.
That would be very helpful.
All right.
If you can book this, I promise I will not be snarky to you for 6 months.
6 months?
6 months. And that would come out of my hide, but I will be nice to you for 6 months. What do you think our listeners are thinking right now? Are they thinking this is craziness?
Yes, this is fun. People need a break. We get this side of your personality. We get to you talking to Brad. And this is the only time you'll talk to me is when I'm on television or radio, so it's kind of good. Chris Wallace, thanks so much. We're going to watch you on Fox News Sunday this Sunday.
We are with Brad Parscale, our exclusive guest.
In 2 weeks.
The greatest friendship at Fox News. Kilmeade Wallace.
Are you on crack? What are you talking about?
Sorry.
The restraining order is still in effect.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645.
Unplanned, based on a life-changing true story.
My name is Abby Johnson. I used to be the director of this clinic.
The Daily Wire says Planned Parenthood is not going to like it.
America wants abortion, which is why we exist.
Glenn Beck says, you have never seen anything like this.
We've managed to make an enemy of one of the most powerful organizations on the planet.
Unplanned, now playing. Visit unplanned.com for tickets. Rated R.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Andy and Opie, walking along the country roads around Mayberry, come to mind immediately upon hearing this familiar TV theme of the Andy Griffith Show. It was composed by Earl H. Hagen, who also wrote the TV themes for Gomer Pyle, USMC, That Girl, and the Dick Van Dyke Show, among others.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
So, Brad Parscale's here. And, Brad, your technical title right now is what with the campaign? You're it.
Campaign manager for 2020.
And when you first got that job, how many people were on the staff?
About, I think I assumed it was four. I think it was four. I mean, it was just, you know, a shell of what it was previously.
Where are you at now?
I think in the mid-40s.
Okay.
But that's not including, you know, some of the volunteer program stuff we have. But, like, paid staff, we've been growing about 10 a week. And we'll continue to grow.
And we have great affiliates up in Grand Rapids tonight.
Yep.
I'm going to come back and we'll have a longer, two longer segments, but what do you expect tonight?
Oh, I expect the president in good spirit. I expect the president to be on the offense. I expect the president to feel vindicated and 100% exonerated. I expect the president to be at his peak of rallyism.
Right.
I expect a crowd that is going to be, I mean, exhilarated. I will tell you, I've been tracking, I don't know, 600 rallies and registrations. For this state and this region, it's closing in on the most ever RSVPs ever, which is amazing compared to some of the cities we've been in before. It might end up beating Houston, which was the most RSVPs we've ever had in history. That is confirmed cell phone saying they want to support the president.
The makeup of the crowd?
This is the amazing thing. The trend has continued this direction. El Paso was the first place where we saw this. Now we're seeing it in Michigan again. So almost 40% registered Democrats. That's an amazing number. If you go back into the old data from 2016, 2015, you only see 4 to 5%, 8% Democrats. So we have had this up trend. And I also think 20% African American, which is goes along with what we saw in El Paso with the 70% Hispanic. So we're continuing to hit into these demographics where we didn't previously.
He's running things for 2020 and feeling good about the prospects of President Trump getting 4 more years. Brad Parscale for a whole half hour. Next, Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move, everybody.
It takes honor. It takes courage. It takes commitment to serve in our armed forces and sacrifice for our freedom. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, reminding you how we can honor those sacrifices of our men and women. Come join us for the Northern California Veterans Museum annual dinner, banquet, and auction, Saturday, April 27th at the Veterans Event Center, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Enjoy a banquet dinner prepared by BC Stone Age Barbecue. Lots of drawings and auction items, including several firearms. All proceeds go straight to the funding of the Northern California Veterans Museum building project. For tickets and information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Keep the date, Saturday, April 27th. We look forward to a great evening with you. Again, call 378-2280.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit HavenHumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our
progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1983.
President Ronald Reagan.
How they preach the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth. They are the focus of evil in the modern world.
To ignore the great majority of the American public who enjoys rock music is just sheer stupidity.
Yeah, they should deploy.
That's great, Sally.
Our immediate challenge to this atrocity is to ensure that we make the skies safer and that we seek just compensation for the families of those who were killed.
Never again should a black or Hispanic or woman or Jew, because of race, religion, or sex, be limited or inhibited as we grow. The aristocracy is not the limit. The sky is the limit. Our time has come.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Pyro to the People with Todd Pyro.
Hey, America. This is Todd Pyro with Pyro to the People here at Anchor Alley's in Virginia Beach, Virginia, talking to the people about the Mueller report.
I think it's time for America to band together and let's move forward.
I hope it's finally over.
A monumental waste of time and money.
They're extremely upset that Donald Trump won the election, and they cannot get over the fact that the person that they hated is the president of the United States.
I think it's time that the Dems earn their pay and get off of President Trump's back. It's obvious he didn't do anything wrong in the collusion. Get over it. You lost the election.
As a 16-year-old, where did the Mueller investigation fall on the list of things that you're worried about?
Honestly, I don't think the things I'm worried about have anything to do with the Mueller report. What I'm worried about are the prices of the economy today and how expensive things are today. The coming up generation will have such a hard time just making a living.
This has been Todd Pyro with Pyro to the People.
Talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
You further stated you will continue to investigate the counterintelligence issues. That is the president or people around him compromised in any way by hostile foreign power? Your willingness to continue to promote a demonstrably false narrative is alarming. The findings of the special counsel conclusively refute your past and present assertions and have exposed you as having abused your position to knowingly promote false information. As such, we have no faith in your ability to discharge your duties in a manner consistent with your constitutional responsibility and urge your immediate resignation as chairman of the committee.
So there you go. That was Mike Conaway right before the House Intelligence Committee met and calling Adam Schiff to resign. Brad Parscale is sitting here. He's running everything in 2020 for President Trump, trying to get him four more years, which would be six in total. So they're pushing to get Schiff out. He is doubling down on this Mueller conspiracy narrative, ignoring the five-page summary that's out, Brad. What's your reaction?
Well, I think they have to, and I'll tell you why. I think it's their entire small-dollar program to fund the fight against the president. I think you see that with their viewership this week. I think you'll probably see it in their small-dollar fundraising. They have used this lie and just web of lies to try to create an entire portion of their electorate and what they call their base to fund their campaigns. I think you saw it in the 2018 cycle. This is what they've been raising money on. And if they give that up, it's almost like locking the safe. And without money, they have to go back to the old ways, and we all know how Hillary Clinton did that.
Right. So Adam Schiff hears this, and here's what he said. You missed this. You were traveling. You said you shut your phone off for an hour.
Yeah, I did.
So here's what Schiff said.
As you have chosen, instead of addressing the hearing to simply attack me, consistent with the president's attacks, I do want to respond in this way. My colleagues may think it's okay that the Russians offered dirt on a Democratic candidate for president as part of what was described as the Russian government's effort to help the Trump campaign. You might think that's okay. My colleagues might think it's okay that when that was offered to the son of the president, who had a pivotal role in the campaign, that the president's son did not call the FBI. He did not adamantly refuse that foreign help. No, instead, that son said that he would love the help of the Russians. You might think it's okay that they concealed it from the public. You might think it's okay that their only disappointment after that meeting was that the dirt they received on Hillary Clinton wasn't better.
So I guess he's not resigning. You're shaking your head.
Yeah, it just, look, I think he wants to try to put these couple elements where he thinks he has something. But this man and others from that party were on TV for 2 years saying, we have so many different things of evidence of this, from data operations to other things, without any evidence, without anything. And I think it's just clear this was a false narrative. And look, anything against his family as well. You know, I trust the family and everything they've said. And it's just ridiculous. Again, I think it's 100%. He has to stay on this narrative. The Democrats have to stay on this narrative and continue to use the California piggy bank that president colluded. And as we saw in the Mueller report, he was 100% the campaign, the staff, himself exonerated. There was not one single piece of evidence they gave in there that says, oh, even if just this little bit, we still think it. No, it was nothing. They found nothing.
Hillary Clinton came out, I think it was yesterday, and I'll paraphrase what she said. The way the Russians decided to infiltrate the campaign through Facebook ads, they seem to be mimicking something and mimicking Brad Parscale's strategy.
Yes.
That ended up being the victory strategy. Did you hear that?
Yeah. So what I've always said this. There was never shown any proof of that. Facebook has vehemently denied that through everything I've heard from their testimony, saying, no, nothing was the same. The audiences weren't the same. The ads weren't the same. Nothing was the same. And on top of that, it was on the margins. What they did was spend in like the entire cycle what we spent in like 1 second. So their budget was like one billionth of what ours was. Like it was like $10,000. We spent $100 million in the same time frame. We were spending like literally a couple thousand dollars a second in trying to help get people turn out to vote. The effect of that would be like having Madison Square Garden. You fill it with a salad. You take two pieces of salt and you throw it on there. You eat the whole salad and you go, man, I tasted those two pieces of salt. It's just ridiculous. It is such on the margins. It's so ridiculous. But Hillary Clinton had to explain why she lost. But not just lost, got annihilated by the president and our campaign because the president ran on issues the American people want. He had listened to the forgotten people and they answered. They came out of the hills. They came out of everywhere. My hometown, they came out in big numbers. And the reason why is because they knew America was on a course for disaster. And Hillary Clinton could not explain that. So what else to do? The Russians did it. And I tweeted the other day that next it'll be the Martians did it. Because she cannot say, I was wrong, my policies were wrong, and I had forgotten about the American people.
The one thing I've noticed in watching the Democratic candidates is they say that the one thing that comes out is that nobody talks about Russia when they go to these states. Knowing that, if you validate what they said in their own simple poll when they talk to people and they're going to Iowa and South Carolina and New Hampshire, what do you think Russia, what role of the conversation on Russia and the investigation will have in 2020?
Look, I actually think it's going to have a positive one in a way, and I have to explain this, is that it's positive to show how much the Democrats lie. They're lying on immigration. They're lying on the Russia collusion. They're lying on health, socialized health care. They're lying on trying to say that there's, you know, not forced transfer technology to China. They want to just say everything's great. Here's more free stuff. Vote for us. And I think the president's written on common sense policies that make the country better. And I think you see that through the economic benefits, the safety that's occurred to this country. And I think the president is running on policies that will make the country better for generations.
So a couple of things. When you have this investigation, the president's going to have a decision to make. He feels redeemed and he wonders about retaliation. And also exploration, how this thing got started.
Well, I think that's important. I think it's important to know how it got started because, look, no president should go through this for 2 years. No campaign should go through this 2 years. Was it really needed that every one of the staff members had to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on legal bills, be, you know, not sleep at night, you know, get their kids stressed out? I mean, people do not think about the families across America that were affected by this because of their political need to raise small dollars. I think that is a sad and disgusting thing. The manipulation of the American people, and they blame the president for this partisan, you know, divide in our country when there are lies and their deceit were that.
And here the thing is, Brad, when you work in government, you don't get big dollars. And when you work for a campaign, you don't get big dollars.
Oh, no, this
and
job is not about money.
Then when you have to lawyer up. Then I was told by somebody who works for your campaign, immediately to get any lawyer worth it, it's $50,000 to walk in their door.
My legal bills were 150% of my salary last year.
You're kidding me.
No.
I did not even know you were under investigation. Did you speak to the grand jury?
No, I spoke to the House intel and I spoke to the Senate intel. That was those two committees. The legal bills wrapped around that. The amount, and really, it's the documents they want. So you have to, like, there's all these rules on how you can get through your email and how it has to be documented. It costs lots of money for these companies to do a very thorough investigation of all your information. That's the big cost. The big cost of the campaign were not the lawyers as much as we turned over 1.5 or 1.6 million records that have to be done in this thorough way from, like, firms that know how to do it in a certain way to make sure that they get everything and it's done properly and databased. Those costs are in the millions of dollars. And they looked through all those documents, and what did they find? Big nothing. They never had anything. It was just a complete thing to try to bankrupt the campaign and bankrupt the individuals that support the president so the president did not have people behind him.
How would you describe the president's attitude right now compared to the guy you've known?
Joyful.
In what
Joyful.
Way?
I gave an example earlier today. I said we were sitting at one of my presentations I give him, and the president was passing out hors d'oeuvres. And he said, hey, who wants a pizza blanket? Who wants a meatball? He was smiling. And he deserves it. This man, while being investigated, vilified, crucified, anything else you can think of, at the same time doing everything he could to save the country and actually still get more done and kept more promises than any president has in that same period of time is amazing. And he deserves to be happy.
I want you to hear what Michael Caputo said last night. He's a guy working on the campaign. When Ledowski was fired, he tweeted, ding dong, the witch is dead. He didn't get along. He might have predated you. And then he turned himself in. He goes, you know what? I'm out of here. Next thing you know, his life is turned on its head. Cut 15.
Nobody predates
me. Well, I do feel vindicated, but, you know, I spent Tuesday at the police station in my little village in Western New York pressing charges against someone for threatening me on Facebook. You know, this has not ended yet. You know, I'm pretty sure that the rest of us, you know, Carter Page and J.D. Gordon, the rest, are all suffering the same slings and arrows I am. You know, we may have been vindicated by the Mueller investigation, but I don't know where we're going to get our reputations back.
I've actually myself just, and I don't want to individualize this, but sat at a restaurant and see a mob grow outside from people tweeting that I'm inside of a restaurant that saw me and have to run out the back door of the restaurant with wife at tow and heels and yanking her where she's like screaming at me to slow down because a mob's growing out front and the cops haven't showed up yet.
Where are you?
This was in Florida. I had security around me for a couple weeks after that. And it was after a day where there was a lot of testimony and some of these top conspiracy theorists on Twitter were, you know, saying that you're making completely false claims of things that they're saying that I did that were complete make-believe. And that gets people riled up. And people were thinking that they need to have vanity, do their own justice. And I think it's a scary thing. And until you've had a mob grow outside the window, you know, pointing and yelling at you, it's a terrifying experience. It doesn't matter how big or tall or strong you think you are. Enough people get around, you kind of run away from it.
A lot of bad things can happen when a guy, even you, as big as you, hits somebody back. Right?
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't want to be in the fight. I'm a 43-year-old grown man with children. I don't want to be out in the street fighting.
Right.
I want to do that intellectually. But
33 different story.
Yeah. Give me 23. Yeah. But you know, I think it's just sad. It's a sad thing. And I think a lot of these families did this. And you know, look, Corey is a strong supporter of the president. You know, I think everybody has their styles, and some people disagree with them. I think though that all of us, from the first person to the last person that were hired, were under incredible scrutiny. I think that the witch hunt put people in positions where they felt like they had made, you know, I think around every campaign, there are a lot of people that exaggerate what they did. And then they get caught into an investigation where they have to either then say, well, I lied about how great I was, or I need to just kind of give a little lie to the FBI because maybe I really wasn't that important. Because careers are made off winning elections. And if you're around D.C. enough, you see everybody comes out and says, oh, it was my great idea is why we won. And, I think that's a natural human instinct.
By the way, you never said that, but people said that about you.
Well,
so you never
that.
Said that.
Well, the president said about me, and that's the one person I needed.
Brad Parscale, and that's true. Brad Parscale is here. I want to find out when we get back. Is health care a number one issue? Did he put the president up to that? Did he know about that ahead of time? I know people care about it. I know that for sure. But is it a political issue to run on? And the word is you're expanding the map. We'll talk about the states that might be in play with Brad in just a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's Program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-255-3377. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. What shall we do about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Donald Trump is exploiting Facebook again, and once again, people probably aren't paying enough attention to it. He has already spent more on Facebook than all the Democratic candidates combined, and this is a core part of his strategy because he can reach his voters in places like Florida with precision, do it cheaply, really start to do the persuasion game early on. He doesn't need to just do it to raise money. And this is important, that despite people saying, there's less and less politics on Facebook, 30% of all political political news is coming via Facebook right now. And the number one media performing site on Facebook is Fox News. So just like the last election was very much a Facebook election, this is a Facebook election. And once again, Donald Trump is proving that they feel like they know how to use the Facebook machine to their advantage.
And there it is, Jim VandeHei with his opinion about what Brad Parscale is doing as 2020 campaign chairman. Brad, was he right?
Yeah, so the first fact is I do believe the report just came out of Facebook. We spent more money than all of the rest of all candidates combined. And I think it's times two almost.
Wow.
So, yeah.
It worked.
Here's the thing is, a dollar spent now is worth $10 later.
What was the metric there?
Well, this is just funnel, top-level funnel marketing and digital marketing. So the fact is right now, if I can find a voter now, it might only cost me 85 cents. When the peak comes after convention, it might cost me $10.20 to find him. What I want to do now is find him or her. Yeah, I mean him as an individual. Find them. And when I find them, I can put them into a, get their cell phone number, an email address, whatever. My goal is to have every single person that could vote for Donald Trump into a direct contact before Election Day, all 65 million.
And? Are you close?
Yeah, we're almost halfway there. Put it this way. On Election Day last year, we were not even barely to 10 million.
People want to tell you what you should have taken from 2018. What does Brad Parscale take from 2018?
There's some technology wins from 2018. I think 2018 it's just a different election. I also think it's in the height of the collusion hoax. I think there's data to be learned. We got a lot of data out of 2018. There were things learned, but also, can I tell you the truth? There was a lot of elections where people were trying to make assumptions about different elections, which they just don't add up. They try to pick it apart when they say if they see election here, like Texas. I do not believe Texas is in play at all. I think that it's just a big farce. The governor went there won an overwhelming way. Many Republicans that are popular won an overwhelming way. That was a referendum on Beto versus Ted Cruz and not Trump.
Arizona in play?
Look, I think Arizona is a tough state. I would be not a great campaign manager not to watch it. I think that that part of the country, I do think the president will still be victorious there, but I think it's going to be a tougher state.
I heard this is what the speculation was with the so-called experts. You can't expand your map, but they can because they'll have a better candidate against you. You think you can expand your map. How are you going to expand your map?
That actually almost makes me kind of laugh a little bit on the inside and the outside. I think we will be expanding our map. I think we will be competing even more in New Mexico, Minnesota, New Hampshire, Colorado, Nevada. Those are all states that we did not win in 2016, which I think will be large targets of 2020. I think the thing is, the places I had to spend money last time to change the map, I will not have to spend the same amount of money in 2020, which will expand my money. The other thing let's really recognize about them talking to the other in an expansion, they're going to come out of convention probably dead broke. We might go into convention with $500 million.
Into and or out of?
Into and out of. I mean, days or 4 days. But what I'm saying is they are going to fight like dogs to win everything, use the crap out of all their small dollar funds. They are going to spin, possibly, no one's talked about this yet. Last time in the Republican, they're talking about brokered convention and a big fight to get there. Well, there's a good chance they'll get there, right? They could be at a brokered convention also, fight, come out with no money, night, and their convention's very late. I think it's late July, early August, or somewhere around there. I don't know if they've announced it yet. I can't remember.
I don't know.
And so they only have a very short run till November, and they got to raise all the money and then spend it. And we have spent 3 years by then growing our money and being ready for them.
You're very confident. Top two issues that you're going to be addressing.
Why the boss likes me.
I understand that. Top two issues or top three issues that you're going to be working on that are going to benefit you the most.
Well, look,
is healthcare one of them?
Jobs first. I mean, let's put it flat out. If everybody in America has a job, we're in a lot better place, right?
Okay. Next is healthcare.
I have not determined do I think the president thinks healthcare is going to be a top issue? Yeah. Is it a top three issue? I think it depends on what happens in the next 2 years. Do I think that the president is completely understands the need for Americans to have good quality, health insurance that's affordable? Yes. Do I think he 100% believes that we should protect pre-existing conditions? Yes.
Right.
So I think that right. I think that health care is an issue.
Brad, thanks so much for coming in. I hope to talk to you early and often. Hey, it was a half hour.
What?
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload, but what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best? A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
With President Donald Trump and our administration for a strong national defense, for less taxes, less regulation, and conservative appointments to the courts of the United States.
Man. A Trump administration official says they're aiming to more than quadruple the number of asylum seekers sent back over the southern border by the end of next week. It's a major expansion of a top government effort to address the swelling number of Central Americans arriving in the country. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump says he's likely to shut down America's southern border next week unless Mexican authorities immediately halt all illegal immigration. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports we'll soon see President Trump's ideas for a renewed assault on Obamacare.
President Trump's decision to revive the health care issue has stirred debate among congressional Republicans over how best to approach the matter heading into the 2020 election. For Mr. Trump, the reset he wants is clear. Republicans, he says, will become the party of health care.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's willing to wait and learn more about what the president just has in mind. Police in Columbia, South Carolina, arrested a 24-year-old man Saturday in connection with the death of a college student who apparently got into the suspect's car thinking it was her Uber ride. Cops matched a black Chevy Impala, same type of car that Samantha Josephson got into as she left the bar shortly after 2 a.m. Friday. Police said the man will be charged with murder and with kidnapping. It's unclear if the man has an attorney. News and analysis at townhall.com.
First Mortgage, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 800-815-0745, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible.
regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. Dial 800-815-0745. Make the cash call today. That's 800-815-0745.
The U.S. Navy is awarding a $1.47 billion contract to a Mississippi shipyard to build a new amphibious warship.
The Navy has announced the award will go to Ingalls Shipbuilding in Pascagoula to design and build the 14th in the San Antonio class of amphibious transport. First, with a modified design following 13 earlier ships, the vessel will be used to carry Marines and their equipment around the world, putting them ashore with landing craft or amphibious assault vehicles. The ship will also be able to host helicopters or tilt-rotor aircraft.
Correspondent Jeremy House reports Ingalls President Brian Cusius says continuing production without stopping will make it easier to build the ship. Ingalls is a unit of Virginia-based Huntington Ingalls Industries and currently employs 11,500 people. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Governor Andrew Cuomo and fellow Democrats who control the legislature have reached a deal to make New York the third state with a ban on single-use plastic grocery bags.
The ban would prohibit grocery stores from providing plastic bags for most purchases, something California has done since a statewide ban was approved in 2016. Hawaii has an effective statewide ban, with all its counties imposing their own restrictions. Supporters of such bans say they keep plastic bags from entering the environment and causing damage to ecosystems and waterways. The plan also calls for allowing local governments the option to impose a 5-cent fee on paper bags. Patrick Foss reporting.
March 30, 1867, Secretary of State William H. Seward reached an agreement with Russia to purchase the territory of Alaska for $7.2 million, a deal ridiculed by critics as Seward's folly. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
On April 13th and 14th, Project Healing Waters will be holding its fifth annual Sundial Challenge. Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing is dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled active military personnel and disabled veterans through fly fishing and associated activities. There are several sponsorship packages available for those wishing to support our disabled vet. If you can help or have questions, please contact John Boyden at 530-722-0798.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Oh, hi, everybody. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Brian Kilmeade Show. Coming up shortly, Karl Rove. And I will not keep Karl waiting long, especially with our expanded presence in Texas. Karl knows everybody. All his neighbors will be listening. And Janice Dean will come on after. She's very excited about her best-selling book. And now, then Elizabeth Hasselbeck, talking about best-selling book soon to be, Point of View, is now out. Most of the book is about co-hosting with me, which does not surprise me. Okay, a little bit, and that's why I really wish I had released more pictures of myself. I'm only kidding. Just a small part is about Fox and Friends. She also talks about her days at Boston College as a walk-on softball player to Survivor. Great person. It was great to see her. Elizabeth Hasselbeck coming up shortly. So let's get started.
Now with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
In my 25 years of law enforcement, I've never seen this. This is absolutely a miscarriage of justice. This is Chicago should be outraged.
That is Mark Morgan. He used to run the Border Patrol, and he used to be a deputy director of the FBI. The Jesse Smollett case, an embarrassment to our nation, according to the president. He tweeted that out, that this morning the FBI and DOJ will review the circumstances surrounding the dismissal of the Smollett case, despite prosecutors saying they acted by the book. Yeah, what book is that?
Number two.
We're not going to give up on health care. It is an important issue, and we think our ideas are going to work better for the public than Obamacare.
I'm very disappointed and vehemently opposed to the administration seeking to invalidate the entire Affordable Care Act.
Wow, a split ticket on the Republican right. Health care. Every poll shows the voter says it's a priority, but should the GOP's priority be their priority? The party split. You heard Collins. You heard Graham. Obamacare, we know, is broken. It might just be struck down. But what will be next? What should be next? Carl will answer.
Number one.
I have plans to declassify and release. I have plans to absolutely release. But a lot of people wanted me to do it a long time ago. I'm glad I didn't do it. We got a great result without having to do it, but we will.
That is the President of the United States last night on a 45-minute interview with Sean, and I thought he was great. And Trump talks redemption and retaliation. It started out last night on TV and continues today in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Translated, Comey, Brennan, McCabe, Strzok, Steele, Page, and others, the IG and GOP are coming for you. But what does this all mean for his reelection chances? You know, we talked to Brad Parscale a short time ago, and man, yeah, this is my assertion, my conclusion. Extremely confident. Extremely confident that he's connected to Trump voters. Extremely confident that he has a president that is resonating. Extremely confident that with the Russian thing behind, that he has a candidate that is more than ready to go. And just hearing him describing President Trump behind the scenes makes me think that we're going to have a president that could finally be the president he thought he was. Because as Karl Rove knows, who joins us now, when you have an investigation, and if most of us aren't in government, so the only thing I equate it to is, can you imagine the IRS is auditing you every single day, and stories are leaking out on how bad your taxes are, and you really feel like you have no control, but knowing if it comes out wrong, go to jail. For Donald Trump, it's public humiliation, and it was going on for 2 years, and he's a fighter by trade. And he had trouble not fighting back. And then finally, last year he did. The first year he didn't as much. Karl Rove joins us right now. Karl, I was just talking to Brad Parscale, a big fan of yours. And he was just in studio. And he was saying the president just.
He's a big guy, isn't he? Big guy.
6'8", 6'9"?
Yeah.
Great. Texas.
He looks a little bit
They're
bigger.
Just bigger in
he
Texas.
Looks a little bit bigger. Yeah, exactly.
But he was just saying the president's demeanor, and he knows him pretty well. He hasn't ever seen him this happy.
Yeah. Well, look, it's a big burden lifted off of him. And, you know, the interesting thing, just one minor correction, the leaks weren't coming from the investigation. The leaks were coming from the Hill primarily and from the Democratic resistance. And that, in a way, makes it even worse because, remember, when we had that moment where BuzzFeed came out and made the outrageous accusation about what supposedly Cohen had told them or what Cohen had said, and it was the one time that Mueller stepped forward to set the record straight, because they directly attributed it to coming from his office. And but I can you just imagine the pressure inside the White House for 2 years? And that and I put in my column this morning, this Monday was probably the best day in the White House since the inauguration, because suddenly the president and all the people around him were freed from this horrible threat.
They used the dossier to start things, and there was no truth whatsoever. It was a fraud and paid for by Hillary Clinton and paid for by the Democrats and the DNC. It's hard to believe. If you wrote this as a novel, nobody would buy it. It would be a failure because it would be too unbelievable. Nobody would believe it's possible, the things that went on. And we're getting to the bottom of it.
And he wants to. And he wants to, and Lindsey Graham does too. He wants to find out what launched it. He wants to find out their link to the Steele and baby Brennan. He wants to find out exactly what Comey was up to and others. But yet, Carl, am I to read you right? You think that looking back is a mistake?
Well, I think the president emphasizing the look back is a mistake. I think this thing is going to be looked at carefully. Do you think Bill Barr, the new attorney general, is not going to look at this? I mean, we know last week the inspector general at the Department of Justice, Michael Horowitz, who's terrific, in essence said, I have ongoing investigations of these matters. And then we got Lindsey Graham. And I think between Barr and Horowitz and Graham, we're going to get to the bottom of this. And there are serious questions. Did the FISA application Did the FBI, when it went to those FISA judges, were they fulsome and forthcoming with all the information to say, for example, this information was developed by an opposition research effort funded by the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton? Did they tell the judges that or not? So there's going to be plenty of people looking at this. I think the president's voice, though, is more valuable and more important for 2020 to spend it on the things that will reach out to the swing voters in America, and that is talking about things like the economy and talking not only defending what he has done, but talking about what he wants to do next to keep the prosperity growing and spreading. And the president's got an incredibly valuable voice here, and he can talk about anything he wants and be heard. I'm just saying that in this particular instance, let the voices be heard who are going to be looking at this thing carefully on behalf of the rule of law and all Americans, namely the attorney general, the inspector general, and the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee.
All right, I want you to hear what the president said, and I'm going to ask you if he's on the right path or you believe with Kevin McCarthy. He's talking about what's in the Texas courts and how it affects everybody's health care. Cut 22.
So we're coming up with plans. We have a lawsuit right now going where phase one of the lawsuit essentially terminates Obamacare. You know that. That's the Texas lawsuit. We think it'll be upheld, and we think it'll do very well in the Supreme Court. And if the Supreme Court rules that Obamacare is out, we will have a plan that's far better than Obamacare.
Now, so where do you go from here if that's your client and he happens to be the president? Are we ready for that in the next year and a half?
Well, no. So I'd say, Mr. President, having said that, now leave it in the courts. But get a working group put together led by your Department of Health and Human Services cabinet member, secretary, and your inside the White House, the domestic policy chief, and a working group out of the House Ways and Means Committee Republicans and the Senate Finance Committee Republicans, and come up with not only a plan for the eventuality of what happens if Obamacare is declared unconstitutional, but what else do we need to be talking about with regard to health care between now and then in a proactive measure? Don't just wait until the Supreme Court acts. There are things that Republicans can be standing for now and advancing in the Senate. Granted, they're not going to go very far in the House, but they'll give the American people a sense of what it is that we want to do. For example, we ought to be trying to reverse what Obamacare did. Obamacare reduced the amount of money that people could save tax-free to meet their out-of-pocket medical expenses. We ought to be saying we want to expand that. We ought to be saying we ought to make it easier for people, for small business owners to join together and pool the risk of that they have, the health care risk that they have in insuring their people, so that they can get the discounts that the big boys get. So there ought to be an effort underway now. But health care is something where you cannot wing it. You have to have a plan. And so the president, you know, yes, we've got this court case in Texas. It's now going to go to the Fifth Circuit. Regardless of what happens in the Fifth Circuit, it's going to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. But that means that it's going to take over a year to get done. Get working now on a plan for what happens if it is declared unconstitutional, and as importantly, for what you can do between now and then to make our health care system better in a way that people say, you know what, the Republicans have got good ideas. The administration's got good ideas. I like that idea. Because right now the American people are incrementalists. The Obamacare experience has caused them to say, whoa, let's not have huge, gigantic experiments with what's very important to my family. And only 7% of people are getting their coverage through the Obamacare exchanges. The rest of the people are getting their health care coverage through their employer insurance or in the individual market. Let's be focused on those people and say, here's how we're going to make things better for you.
Especially when your opponent's saying Medicare for All, which we know is not something people want if you break down how it's defined, right?
Absolutely, sure. If you say to people, oh, are you in favor of Medicare for All? Well, that sounds good. But if you say, well, did you know that means you lose your private insurance coverage? They say, whoa, wait a minute. If you say, do you know that means that you're going to have to wait for the government to grant you the permission to go have a visit with your doctor or a procedure, and the experience everywhere else in the world is that means delays in being able to see your doctor and be able to undergo a procedure, they say, well, wait a minute, I don't want that. I don't want some bureaucrat telling me what to do. And so, yeah, absolutely. But you have to have not just simply, hey, their idea is bad. We've got to talk about empowering the patient, empowering the consumer, about markets and choice. Let me give you an example. Medicare prescription Part D. passed under the Bush administration. We put the consumer in charge. We said the patient is in charge. We're going to give you a certain amount of money to buy an insurance policy, your choice, to meet your family's needs. So if you've got heart difficulties, you can get a prescription drug plan that puts an emphasis on that. It's been in 2015, it had been in force for 10 years. It was estimated to cost $450 billion over 10 years. It didn't cost $450 billion. It cost 40% less. Even though more people signed up for it, they used the program more and they used it more often.
You know,
and the reason is because we put the consumer and the patient in charge.
I hear you. And the thing is, Carl, this is the type of things that the lawmakers should be looking at and saying, stop giving credit or discredit. This worked. Let's do something similar. Last thing was we just had Brad Parscale here. We know you got President Bush elected twice. You've had a great career already. What advice do you have for him?
My advice if I had advice for Brad Parscale, I'd give it to him privately. I wouldn't share it with you.
Yes, you would.
With all due respect.
No.
I'm not certain we can trust you, man. I will say this. One, I'm impressed that he's putting together the team of people that he's putting together. Chris Carr and he's getting together a good team. Second of all, he's in this for the right reason. He loves his candidate. He wants him to win, and he is in this to make him a winner. He's not in this to sort of feather his career and, you know, put something on his resume. He cares deeply about this. And third, he's going about this methodically with an attention to detail when it comes to data. Let me give you one quick example. In 2016, you had all these huge Trump rallies, and they never made a systematic effort to collect the names and addresses and emails and tweets, get them on none of that. In this one, they do that not only on the people who show up, but the people who want to get a ticket. And if they're building – I saw where he said yesterday he wants to have an army of 1.6 million volunteers. I suspect that he's well on the way to do it with the way that he's collecting the information from these rallies. And that's the way you build it, methodically from the start, grabbing all that information and then organizing your campaign around getting those people energized, organized, trained, and deployed.
Carl Rove, you're a wonderful person, even though you don't trust me. Have a great day.
You too, buddy.
Let's go get him. Guess what? Janice Dean is next.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy intimacy, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Max, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production, and it won't go unnoticed. Ageless Male Max has already taken Walmart by storm, but you can get started by having a 30-day supply delivered to your door. No questionnaires, no online tests. Just text the word SIZE to 797979. Get the rapid boost in nitric oxide production that you and your partner crave. For your 30-day supply, text SIZE to 797979. If results are too intense, please decrease use. That's SIZE to 797979.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In August of 1970, New York attorney Bella Abzug, one of the most outspoken leaders in the growing women's movement, gave testimony on the Equal Rights Amendment.
We felt this transcendent joy, for woman's life has been imminent, as Simone de Beauvoir did. It has never been completely human, because so few of us have had this great experience that all of us have had tonight, of creating in history, of taking the torch from those great women who won us the vote 50 years ago, and carrying that torch high so that it will shine on the lives not only of our daughters, but shines in our own faces in self-affirmation.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
The Major League Baseball season starts this week, and you know how players pick their own music to play when they walk up to the plate? Well, Texas Rangers shortstop Elvis Andrus chose a rather unusual song. This is totally real. Have a look.
Elvis Andrus.
Baby Shark will play as he steps up to the plate, as well as for the next 9 hours inside everybody's head. Baby Shark as his walkout music. You just know that by the end of this game, even the umpire's going to be like, that's a strike to do.
Jace Corden is great, and as Janice Dean, who does not like that song, she's Fox News senior meteorologist, but most importantly, no, she wouldn't interrupt me here. She's the author of Mostly Sunny, How I Learned to Keep Smiling Through the Rainiest Days. And it's not raining today, though, right? You're in studio, and the sun's actually out.
It's gorgeous. It was a great day to be on the plaza today. Oh, right. No, it's not called the plaza anymore.
Fox Square.
Fox Square.
Right. And the planet, by the way. I thought you were going planet.
No. The planet?
Yes.
Well, great, it was a great day to be on the planet today.
Janice, hate that song, right?
I hate it. I'm sorry. I know that most people like it. Do most people like Baby Shark?
I'm not really sure because it was the first time I was hearing it.
That was the first time yesterday on Fox and Friends when they played it.
I've never heard it.
Does he live under a rock?
I think so. I mean, you don't have young kids, but even
the new country.
But we know
teenagers are listening to it now too.
It's just, it's terrible. It's awful, and it does stay in your head forever.
I will say this: the Barney song, I hated. Is that okay?
Can we bring that back?
No. Did you like the Barney song?
Did we get that?
No. Eric already had a coronary already. I had to. We've already put Eric through enough. He is not going to go find the Barney song.
I don't remember it. I just remember what Barney looked like, and that was scary.
Right. All right. I want to know, this is not scary. So you put out a book. It's about your life. I can't imagine doing that.
What about your life? I would buy that book in a heartbeat.
No, you wouldn't.
Brian Kilmeade's book?
I live the most boring. No. I like putting up books. I get nervous enough because you wonder. But for you to do it on your life, how stressful? How do you describe that type of exposure?
I would say it was okay. Writing it was something, but then coming out with it and talking about it is quite a different thing. It's been great for the most part. I will say some of the comments on Amazon, I put this out on social media. There are a couple of people that are saying, this book is X-rated. Janice Dean is blue. I wrote, there are a couple of F-bombs in there, but I am quoting someone I used to work with who used to drop them every 3 seconds. But there are like a couple of Amazon people that like rated it 1 star because I put F-bombs. I'm quoting somebody. So I don't know what to say about that. I'm not X-rated. This is not 50 Shades of Weather.
That is a good sequel. I mean, that would be an interesting sequel, yeah.
50 Shades of Gray Redder. Clouds?
Yeah, of gray clouds. No one's going to change her climate. Janice Dean's book is mostly stunning, but it's about your life.
I didn't swear on every page.
Did your kids listen to the audiobook?
No, they haven't. They've asked me about it. They ask, Mama, when is the good time that I can read it? I said, when you're 18.
Right, that's fine.
And that's okay.
Right.
It's all right by me.
Very similar. I think 16. Right? Because kids are growing up quicker. Is that all right? And plus, what do they need to know about you? They know you already.
That's very
true. It's for people that don't know you.
It's not a 50 Shades book.
Janice Dean.
Thank you for having me on.
Your book is great.
Baby.
Mostly Sunny, How I Learned to Keep Smiling Through the Rainiest Days.
I want the Brian Kilmeade autobiography.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Pacific Justice Institute has once again defended and affirmed the constitutional right of a street evangelist to proclaim the gospel in a public location. You see, PJI's Washington State Attorney, Jorge Ramos, successfully defended this street preacher in Kennewick, Washington, who had been criminally charged with violating a noise ordinance. Our client's alleged crime? Proclaiming the gospel and defending life in front of a Planned Parenthood abortion mill. This is another big win for free speech because the judge threw out the case. Visit PJI.org and download our free guide to public preaching.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Harry Truman.
Harry Truman was the least educated president we had in my time, you know. But he had certain qualities that made him an unusual president. He was the most fearless government official that I've ever known. I remember one time some of us went down to talk to him about what we would like to have brought up through the years. And when he got through, he said, well, boys, I'll tell you, look at all this stuff. But he had a globe on his desk, globe of the world. He says, the only thing I'm really interested in is protecting that little globe.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
When a Toronto man embarked on an astonishing ice skating marathon to raise money for Alzheimer's, he received a major contribution from one of his favorite rock bands. Steve McNeil has held ice skating campaigns to raise money for various charities dedicated to researching and treating dementia. The hockey referee has been exclusively playing AC/DC music for the events as a means of honoring the late Malcolm Young. As he was skating to AC/DC, he was approached by a man who commended him for his initiative. Steve was stunned. He never expected to meet a relative of his favorite band. AC/DC's drummer, Chris Slade, later video chatted with Steve and praised him for his initiative. He was then contacted by the band's management team saying guitarist Angus Young wanted to donate $19,000 to the cause in honor of Steve's tribute. As a former classic rock DJ who is a big fan of AC/DC, this is one special Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. It's official. Elizabeth Hasselbeck is back. But for how long is the key? It's her book tour, sadly. Her Point of View is now out, A Fresh Look at Work, Faith, and Freedom, based on the life of, loosely based on the life of Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Would you say, that's too much to say?
Yes.
Because it is your life. Well, am I right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not. Look, this is not a memoir. It's just kind of a reflection looking back. I think, you know, you keep a fast pace, right? And right. I think that when you keep a pace, I wasn't necessarily always in reflection mode. And I think inadvertently, unknowingly, I'd have this time to kind of get quiet and look back and be like, whoa, Survivor, getting on Survivor, being on The View for 10 years under the tutelage and just having an apprenticeship really under Barbara Walters, coming here to the best team I've ever known. You're on All Stars.
Oh, Fox and Friends. Okay, good.
At Fox and Friends. Being here and just looking back on all that was just a neat time to reflect. I'm so thankful to have the chance to do that, and I don't think I would have afforded myself that in the midst of that fast pace.
Yeah, you're in the play-by-play. It's hard. You can't be reflective in the play-by-play, and one of it is Boston College playing softball.
That's right.
Right? Walking on. And that's when I first talked to you about that, you were not here. You were at The View.
That's right.
And I talked to you about what you did in softball that reflected on the rest of your life.
You did.
And you talked about being a walk-on, being pushed by your dad. I'm like, I know this story. I had a short portion of this story in the Games Do Count.
Yeah, they do count. And I think, too, like, I think one thing I remember thinking is, you know, my dad said, I was still worried about trying out. And I'm like, I got a really workhorse mentality. I like to work hard. I push myself hard. I have a strong will. I was terrified to join the team. My dad looked at me and said, I know who you are. I see you. I know what you can do. Go show them. And it was really, like, loving, encouraging. And I think it's what we're called to do every day. I talk a little bit more about it in the book. But being a walk-on, having that mentality, I think you and I, we're distant cousins. I mean, everyone should know this.
Right.
I think if we did the genetics, we'd find out we're related. And
I like that term, by the way. You know, if you approach your life like you're a walk-on, and a walk-on's, if you don't know sports, they are not there. Oftentimes they're invited. Sometimes they're not. You're allowed to walk on and see if you can make the team. There's no roster spot for you. And if you have that mindset, I think that will really work for you in life. I don't care what position or what sport or any sport you play.
It can. But I'll tell you this, too. It can have your limits. Right. So, like, I never really feel like I totally belong. You know what I mean? I'm always trying to prove it and
right.
overwork it and overcompensate it. So I think the greatest asset about having the grit and the determination and the drive to be a walk-on and the courage to do it, because it does take that, can be met with a limit that can work against you if you never kind of like, whew, I'm here now. Let me just show them what I can do. I think there's – and so the rub of that is sometimes you figure that out the hard way when you don't have to keep trying. You know, like even when I came here, I'd fearfully stay up until like midnight.
Oh, you'd work so hard.
Because
oh
I was
goodness.
Afraid I'd mess it up. I was afraid I didn't know what it would take, you know. And I think I'm so thankful to be able to shout about you and Steve and Ainsley about what you do, because it takes a great deal of effort and determination and intelligence and will, but also the discipline of knowing like when to rest. You know, when to get your good rest so that you can do the good work that you have to do, because it's one of the most challenging things to do, and you all do it flawlessly.
I remember you came before you took the job. You had the job, and you said, I'm going to start, you know, a few months. You used to come with all the papers, because now it's everything's they all email it to us.
But yeah.
In the beginning, they said, do you want to send us an email or you want to just give us the papers? And you print every one of the stories out, all of them. So you have four different columns on the same topic. Then you got information and fact sheets and reporters. If you print it out, it's a huge stack. You would take that stack every day and try to do the show with us
yes.
before you actually did the show.
Yes. I wanted to study it and know it. But if I'm honest, it's not only because I'm a trained student. I love to learn, and I didn't want to mess it up. But I was also afraid. I'm like, what? I don't want to. I'm afraid I'm not good enough to
right.
do this. So I think I wish I could have settled in a little bit more once being here and be able to not relax, because I think we're all working hard. We're not chilling
right.
out at work. But just kind of rest in the fact that, listen, I've been called here. This is a great place to be. Like, my efforts will be met with a great team to, you know, catch me if I fall. And both you and Steve did that to me a number of times. I remember one time, it was like the one thing I didn't read was on, like, Syria. I read everything else. Like, I knew how many passengers were on the plane. I knew
yeah.
what was going on in negotiations. I knew what was
yeah.
happening in the, you know, upcoming, like, primaries. And one thing, I'm like, oh, the one thing I didn't get to was Syria. It's like the one page. I'm like, we won't talk about that. All of a sudden, Brian Kilmeade comes up with a good idea to talk about Syria, but I hadn't done the research on that topic. And as soon as I looked at you, I could tell you knew that you're like, uh-oh, that's the one thing she's short on. I just turned
right.
to Steve, and I'm like, Steve, you had some thoughts on Syria.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I do remember that, because I got problems because I like that stuff, and almost nobody else does.
I love how much you love it.
Right, yeah, I know.
We need that.
And you know, one thing, you love how much I love it, but you have no interest in also loving it. A lot of people, like, I bring that up, and be like, oh, please, enough. But what's interesting is, in that job, if you talk a lot, you would think, wow, if you don't know the position, you would think, wow, I really came off good today. But no, unless you pass, people think you're hogging. Even if I have the best or worst point, if you talk too much and Elizabeth or Steve doesn't talk, then it looks like, wow, what's with this guy? Does he understand teamwork? So it does me no good. It does no good for you not to say anything. So that's the one thing you have to know about. There's a few topics I have. Like, I have these flag stories of the people in condos that don't fly flags. They sign a contract that says don't fly a flag, and they say, but I'm a veteran. I'm like, but you signed a contract. How many flag stories are you going to do? You love that stuff.
I love a flag
story. You love a good flag story.
I do.
Right.
I do. I actually miss, you know, everyone's like, do you miss? I miss so many things about being here. On top of mismanaging my game clock and not being able to do it well and figure it out before I burned out. But I do miss being a daily patriot. Like, it is an active
oh, yeah.
way of just
and
practicing
real.
Being a patriot in the most real way. I remember getting here and thinking, we get to do that again tomorrow. That's amazing.
If you're loving Elizabeth Hasselbeck, when we get back, we talk about The View.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645.
Unplanned, based on a life-changing true story.
My name is Abby Johnson. I used to be the director of this clinic.
The Daily Wire says Planned Parenthood is not going to like it.
America wants abortion, which is why we exist.
Glenn Beck says, you have never seen anything like this.
We've managed to make an enemy of one of the most powerful organizations on the planet.
Unplanned, now playing. Visit unplanned.com for tickets. Rated R.
Head to Court Furniture Clearance Center for up to 70% off new retail prices. You never know what kind of court-certified treasures you'll find. And the best part? It's Court Bonus Rewards time. Earn bonus rewards in our clearance centers from April 4th through April 30th, 2019. Get $25 in bonus rewards on every $250 spent after all discounts and before taxes applied. Court bonus rewards aren't transferable, can't be exchanged for actual cash, and are not valid with any other offers, discounts, or special buys. Redeem your Court bonus rewards May 1st through May 10th, 2019. Go to courtclearancefurniture.com today.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. So, I bet I look like a grown up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land. Only what happens before it does. With simple things like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and being prepared for wildfires, you could keep this from turning into this. Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Elizabeth Hasselbeck was so busy yesterday, we were able to squeeze in a post-tape. Here's more on my interview with her. She's talking about herself, her life, her book Point of View, and her days on The View. Before we segue to The View, and I'll tell you, I don't know the play-by-play of The View until I read this. And, of course, I have a television, and it's network television. But here's Meredith Vieira of talking about working with you.
I loved working with Elizabeth. I think she was great. I felt like she was a daughter.
to me. You know, the young one, which is sort of obnoxious because they were everyone that was that filled that position was smart as could be and had strong opinions. I'm worried about Elizabeth because I felt they were trying to make her into the conservative voice and put words in her mouth, and I don't think that's a good place to be. And I, you know, and when you're new and really new in television, sometimes you agree to things you might not otherwise. And when you're trying to find your voice, it's important that that voice be authentic. So I feel she took a lot of heat for things she might not necessarily have believed in wholeheartedly. But I adore her.
Your thoughts?
So I love Meredith Vieira. She taught me what it could look like to be a working woman, bring cookies in for a crew, give hugs.
Self-deprecating.
Be loving, self-deprecating, hilarious, one of the most intelligent women that I've known. And I love that she cared about me. And what I hear in that is a protection. You know, she wanted me to be protected. And I think in hearing her thinking about me like that, really kind of wrapping around me in a motherly sense, she's not old. So I don't think she's like a mom, but I always saw her as like an older sister. But I think she probably feared for me the backlash that would come. The only thing I would say is that you know, I find enough trouble of my own, and the beliefs that I had there when it came to the right to life, I still believe. You know, the idea that I will forever use my freedom to express my gratitude for those who protect our freedoms, I still believe. I think the privilege of being a patriot, I hope to be able to pass down to my kids, where even when you don't get your way in an election, you still say the Pledge of Allegiance, because there's no better place to be.
Right. I will say this. I'll challenge you on that. You have never in the 3 years, was it 3 years or a little over that? You have never said anything you didn't believe. And they never tell you to here. I can't imagine them telling you at ABC to act more conservative, but I can't imagine you saying something you didn't believe. I imagine sometimes I'll take an argument that I'm moderate on, but if I hear someone take such a severe argument to the left, I'll go, I'm going to dig in more, because someone's got to bring the truth into this argument, and I'll actually amp it up a little more than I would have originally, because I hear so out into left field that comment is. I don't know if that's a more apt description.
Well, I think it's like a pressure you kind of feel to hold your ground.
Yeah.
And I think it's one thing after being in a debate format, and you understand this, when you feel like if I don't hold the ground here, what's going to happen?
Yep.
Then that extreme other side is going to win. So you end up standing your ground. And one thing that I came to realize, even in the writing of this book, after being in 10 years of debates plus, was that I really feel this, is that I think that God wants us to more than hold our ground and be out of relationship with people. He wants us to be able to hold on to our God-given, our privilege of beliefs and protected by our constitutional rights, religious freedoms and political opinions, and be able to hold the other person's hands. You know, I just visited the Grand Canyon with the kids. You feel auto small, which I love. I love the ocean. And I love the mountains because they make you feel small. What I noticed is that over time, that rift came, right? That land was connected, no longer connected, deep canyon between. And I think ultimately, right now, even politically in the country, relationally, we're out of relationship. We're so far apart. And I don't think it needs to be that way. Like, there's not really a bridge across because we've gotten to the point where we can't. And
right.
So I think that canyon can kind of come back together. And it's one thing in the writing of this book. It's like, would I have gone about the conversations in the same way? No. I might have come out with a little more confidence that
right.
We can be friends and still differ on opinions. Would I have had as much fire? Maybe not. But it's why Whoopi and I are friends to this day, because we love each other. We don't have a rift because we were able to do that thing that I write about.
What about, first off, I want to think you described this. There's a lot of this book that everyone can relate to. Elizabeth Hasselbeck, yours, her book Point of View is now out. One of which is, it's going to happen to everyone listening if it hasn't happened yet. Someone's going to walk up to you and say, I need to see you. We're going to let you go. And that happened to you. So you're on a national show and everyone knows, and it's great. Everyone says, great. Wow, it must be so great to host the show, be able to go home at one and know millions of people saw you. What's bad about it when you lose that job? These two cyborg executives walk into your office, devoid of emotion, and tell you what?
They tell me they're not renewing my contract, which is TV talk for you're fired in the future. And that's hard. And it was really hard for me. And I took it personally. I was devastated. I felt as though here I am toeing the line, trying to do my best. What can I do to get my job back? What can I do? What do you need me to do? Why didn't you tell me I was doing something wrong? Walk on mentality. If you just told me not to run at that speed, I would have run at a different speed. I'm not going to forfeit my beliefs. Outside of forfeiting my beliefs, what did you want me to do? Give me my job back. Reach for inhaler. And
yeah, you
have
had an inhaler there.
Listen,
you're losing your breath, and
yeah.
They made no move to help you out, or you know, I'm a little worried about you. Let me, you know, calm down.
I kept telling them, I'm okay. I think I was self-soothing at that point. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. I think they just let me have the time and left. Which is fine. I didn't want them there. I wasn't asking them to rescue me from firing me. That had already happened. But I think I would do it again. What I would also tell people is there's great blessing even in that moment. I was probably clinging to that unknowingly in terms of my identity. Like, that's who I maybe thought I was. And so anything you hold that tight, man, it has the ability to drag you right down. You better be really careful to the rocks you hold, because they will sink you. And I was feeling sunk. And so I immediately went into like survival mode. But also in the time between the day I knew I'd be fired and my last day there, I was really granted the opportunity to be thankful. You know, I think gratitude got me through that, like finding things around me in the moment to leave well, because you're leaving someplace, but you're arriving somewhere else. I really think the road to that has to be full of gratitude to do that well.
Well, that's true. It's a good attitude. I'm going to give you my impression. When you arrived, I didn't know you let go. It never sunk in. I just thought you wanted to move on. And the more I saw you and the more we talk off camera, I almost felt like I was talking to someone who had PTSD. Because you would go back and talk about that. You're like, please don't even bring it up. Almost like, listen, I don't even want to talk about that. Even though we're talking about the news in a different perspective earlier in the day, I felt like not only didn't you want to reflect, I felt like you weren't ready to reflect.
I wasn't.
Was I right?
No, you're absolutely right. You're a perceptive person. This is why we're friends. I really believe distant cousins. Like I
right. And we get along great.
We do. I do think you know me well enough to know I had a lot to work out in my heart, and I wasn't slowing down enough to do it. Sometimes it takes slowing down enough and a good amount of time to heal. I think time does do that. God gives us time to do that. And even when I wrote this book, Brian, I said, I will write this book to my team, but I'm not going to The View to talk about it. I drew a line in the sand because I was hurt and wounded, and it was traumatic. I was post of that trauma, but I think God did something really awesome in my heart. One day I went for a run. It's kind of where I like let things out, and I came back, and I'm like, oh, my. What am I feeling? Oh, my gosh, I want to go back there, and I want to make sure I go back there to talk about this.
And you did. I heard it went great.
You know what? It was a great welcome back. I was thankful to be there. I was thankful to actually celebrate women with different points of view. I think it's a good thing.
Because you didn't go back at one of the reunions, right?
No. I went back to see Barbara for her goodbye, but I haven't been back since.
Will you now?
No, I think we're good.
So you feel like if there was events, you'd feel good about going back?
Yeah, I think if there was a party, I'd maybe go back. But if the kids don't have a game or...
I know what you mean, especially weekends.
Yeah.
You're chief breakfast officer, CBO,
that's right? CBO.
So in the big picture, a lot of people say, no, here you're on the number one network, and then you're on network television. You're on the number one show in Survivor. You're used to being in the spotlight, even though you have your ego in check like nobody I've ever met. Is there a part of you that wants to be on camera every day?
No. I don't think there was a part of me that ever really desired that. I'd much rather hold the flashlight and put it on someone. That's where I'm comfortable. So I'm glad to do that for the kids now. I'm glad that they don't have to feel necessarily the reverberations of mom saying something maybe off kilter or just in a moment
like
of humanness.
Kids do.
Yeah.
About their dad.
How do you do it all? Like, this is the thing. I look at you, you're joyful, you're energetic, you work hard, you're a dad, you're a coach, you're a husband, you do all these things. I feel like guys don't even get to breathe out like, how do I handle this? They always ask the women, how do you handle it all? I'm like, actually, I handle it well because Tim handles it well.
See, the good news about me is I settle for mediocrity, where you don't. You want to be great. I don't try to achieve that. And everyone works to make sure I do not get too low or too high. I sit in the middle. I set out every year to be
floor.
A five, right? So, Elizabeth, maybe a magazine show around your schedule that is travel, athletic, and fitness. You enjoy it. You're a great communicator, great personality. At the same time, you can schedule it around the games. How about that?
I listen, I've stopped trying to plan my life too far ahead.
Okay.
I'm really loving where I am right now.
No, I know. Listen, I went and saw your house. You wouldn't let me stay over, and I needed a place to stay. But
I gave you a barbecue sandwich and I hit the road.
And then your daughter breaks out a guitar and sings, and she's fantastic. And I'm going to myself, well, my kids have no musical ability at all. In fact, I don't even know what they listen to because they're on headsets or ear pods. So,
you're a great dad.
Yeah, I came home and I told them, you're taking lessons. One of you have got to learn the oboe or something.
Xylophone is also a big thing in our house right now.
Get out of here.
Our youngest wakes us up to get to school early to do xylophone.
They play the xylophone?
He plays the national anthem on the xylophone.
Wow.
Because that's all he's allowed to play in our house.
I'm like,
listen, it better be a patriotic rhythm going on in here at all times. We are not musical. Tim and I are not musical. So we're just like, go for it, kids.
So one of the things that Elizabeth did when we went to visit her house in Connecticut, I went with the girls. My son didn't go. And one thing that astounded my girls, who were probably 11 and 13 at the time, your kids were younger, maybe 5 and 6,
yes.
Or 6 and 7. they were playing soccer, and they have a full-out brawl. And they're punching the heck out of each other. And
hey, my kids,
we finished out the play. We finished out the play, and you're like, Tim walked over, your husband, who's great ESPN analyst, former NFL quarterback. He just goes, yeah, let's separate them. Let's put them across. Hey, guys, calm down. You got to get back to playing? And I'm going, that's the way to do it. Just let it out. Don't make it a big deal.
Yeah, don't give it more power than it needs to be. And I think he's seen a couple of those brawls with his own brother. So.
I hope you don't mind. They're called boys. They fight. And they're buddies.
They
Elizabeth Hasselbeck is back. It's great news for us. It's great news for America, for this moment anyway. Elizabeth Hasselbeck's book is out. It's called Point of View, A Fresh Look at Work, Faith, and Freedom. If you're a mom, if you're a young girl coming back, an athlete moving up, if you're somebody with aspirations who want to keep it in check and sees a moral to every story, Elizabeth has done that through psalms and passages that I am not capable of doing, but I would call you if I need it.
You're in the
because
book.
That's your knowledge in the Bible.
You're in there, Brian.
I know. Thank you for the kind words.
Listen, that meant every word about you. You're an amazing friend.
Well, thank you very much. And you were an amazing person and a great friend. And by the way, nonfiction, right?
No.
This all happened. I don't want a scandal. I have enough of them.
You're crazy. It is nonfiction, man.
Back in a moment.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-255-3377. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, broke the record for most consecutive games played, 2,131. The record had been held for 56 years before that by Lou Gehrig.
Well, you know, I see myself as someone that was very lucky and had a good career, and I think that I'm pretty good. I mean, I don't put myself all the way down and not think that I've had a pretty significant career. I've enjoyed being in the presence of all the great players and this collection of players. I sat and talked to Henry Aaron a long time and really enjoyed talking to Kirk Gibson and Pete Rose. I just enjoy being in the environment. Maybe when I get older and you start to look back, you have a historical view of your career. But right now, I just see myself as a guy that was lucky enough to play baseball for a long time.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.